What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show, rolling in the Deals in the D.com studios. The Tuesday show. Marcus here, Trudy, Brandon, Joey, and I gotta mention a couple things real quick. How about my bookie? Back in action?
Okay.
Oh, they're not. Oh, that's right. They're not on today.
They will be every day soon. Yes. But I mean, people can still go there to sign.
Still,
up.
Yeah, you could still make a bet on my bookie.
Yeah. I mean, every day is a good day to make a bet on my bookie.
Use promo code Drew. I also want to mention Scott Kunith, Realtor Scott Kunith, the superstar, the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual. See what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding your new one, because it is still that busy, busy season. Or if you want to list it, sell it, find out what it's worth, call Scott Kunith or text him. You can text in drops, too. 248-797-7746 or email Scott at skunath, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H, at C-B-W-M. Was there the other thing?
Yeah. Is that not in there? Are they not in order?
They probably are.
Oh.
Yeah, they are.
You had me worried there for a second.
Well, I wanted to get the my bookie thing in because I'm so excited about
you should be.
About betting. Yes, four hymns. It's that time again for you to perhaps go to fourhymns.com, promo code Lane, L-A-N, fourhymns.com/Lane. That's fourhims.com/Lane. And you can look at any number of things that they offer, including those little blue things.
Yeah, get that boner working.
That will make you a lot more than 5/8. That reminds me.
You can be 8/5. Who was 8/5?
Okay, Mr. Lane.
Somebody was 9/8. I can't remember who.
9/8.
8/5.
Seacrest was cavorting with his old girlfriend. They're back together. Supposedly they've been in therapy, so Ryan can marry her. And I think the reason they had problems was because he was only 5/8. He couldn't get more than 5/8. And so I guess he apparently went to four hymns and got some boner pills.
Seacrest, out!
Oh, yeah.
And along with the therapy, he's now cavorting publicly with her.
Cavorting, huh?
Yeah, he's cavorting. I guess he's up to 7/8, and he should be at 8/8, possibly.
Is he also canoodling?
And I think they're canoodling, too.
Ooh.
Wow.
They're doing all those things that Hollywood couples do. But thanks to science, ED can be optional. Four Hymns connects you with real licensed doctors and FDA-approved pharmaceutical products to treat ED. It's not always ED. It's not the only reason people want these little blue pills, but well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions can help you combat ED or fight the 5/8 problem. Prescription solution backed by science and made more affordable. See results where other treatment fall short.
Stop. Ooh, what are we talking, boners? Because I've got one right now, and it's tucked between my legs.
And don't worry about those multiple in-office doctor visits. It can be so embarrassing. No painful injections. So easy. Answer questions about your medical history. Chat with a doctor for a confidential review. Products will be shipped directly to your door.
Yeah.
Being your best means performing your best.
Oh, honey, careful. You're boner.
That's what everyone will be saying.
Erectile without the dysfunction. Wow. Try for Hims today for just $5. They'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval, can require an online consultation with a physician, as I mentioned, who will determine if it's appropriate. See their website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or the pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/lane, L-A-N-E. That's forhims.com/lane, forhims.com/lane.
It gives you a boner.
Also, skin care, hair loss. It's a one-stop shop. For all kinds of things that him might be looking for. So there. And the latest on, this is so funny, this Jeffrey Epstein story.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Did you see that William Barr has fired the acting director of the Bureau of Prisons?
Yeah.
Not the warden at the prison where this happened, but... that's interesting because I was thinking, well, should the director of the Bureau of Prisons, should he have actually called MCC and said, look, don't screw around with this guy?
Apparently.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It would have
really
been nice if
he
did. But
it would be nice.
I wonder if he's done that before. For you know, El Chapo was in there. Manafort. Do you think he did that with other high profile?
I wouldn't be surprised. El Chapo? I just don't get why the warden at the actual prison is reassigned when he's got goofballs falling asleep. All his guards are falling asleep. They're not even correctional guards. There's no video on the cell. The suicide attempt, that was 3 weeks ago. He's fine now. I mean, it's so lame. But not only is this the director of the Bureau of Prisons fired instead of the actual warden, they still haven't interviewed many of the people, by the way.
That must be
still sleeping.
That must be the strongest union in America.
Or somebody doesn't want to know the rest of the story.
Really?
Because
I really can't interview those guys.
I imagine that
that's not standard. That's just something.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
When a prisoner commits suicide on your watch, wouldn't you have to give some kind of an interview with to someone? You were like, no, I'm not going to talk about that.
Wait, isn't the warden a woman?
I thought it was.
It's not?
But then I thought it was a guy, and when you search the name, some like African soccer coach pops up. So I don't know what's going on.
The woman that it was originally, they kind of outed her. It was the wrong woman.
There's the picture.
I didn't even know who it was, and I didn't even care. It's like, how can that warden be reassigned so they can have other high-profile people commit suicide in the new prison? They can put other unqualified people and turn the video camera the other way. I mean, really, this thing just, it just kills me. And there's a lot of being written today in the last couple days about Epstein's wealth. That, no, he didn't earn any money. No, he wasn't this great trader. He was kind of just a scam artist, almost like Bernie Madoff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not sure I really understand how he got his money, to be honest.
From the guy from Victoria's Secrets, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he knew. He began to build clientele. What he started doing was he was a bounty hunter for rich people who were trying to get money back from, you know, like losses.
Yeah.
So he would go in and he would do that for them. And I think he started, you know, meeting people who were influential. And he probably had in the back of his head this little scheme for young girls and, you know, influential
people.
Well,
he did.
Nobody understands it.
He seems to have trafficked.
Friending them together.
Some famous people to these young girls.
Right.
People who probably couldn't get laid to anyone any age, like Alan Dershowitz.
Oh.
That is indeed true.
That's currency. That's money.
Yeah.
It is. You're right.
So,
pretty powerful statement Prince Andrew put out. I mean, the Queen had her people put out today.
You know, I'm so.
Joke.
I got so mad seeing people report that Prince Andrew answers. He didn't answer anything. He didn't even talk to anyone. They put out a statement.
On his behalf. There's no way
That's
he even
knew
this was going on. We probably knew about it before he did.
I mean, there's a fresh story where he's pictured behind Epstein's front door letting this young girl in. This is after he's gone to jail. And this is called answering the charge. I mean, there's so many things for him to answer to. The picture, the testimony of this girl who says she had sex with him 3 times. She didn't want to, by the way. She didn't like it.
Because he's gross.
Yeah, I know, but she was forced to by Epstein.
Prince, but
just
gross.
For the record, she didn't like it.
That'd be hard. He's gross, but he's a prince. Man.
So then we have the Epstein attorneys who I don't even want to hear about them. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I don't want to hear what they think. I'm so tired of these a-holes. They are suggesting that, you know what, maybe he was murdered and then they hung him after he was murdered.
Mm. Great lawyer.
Yeah, great.
How's that? He was murdered, and then they hung him afterwards.
Be forensic if you could actually get a forensic scientist in there.
Yeah,
get him. Probably can.
Well, do we ever talk about how the defense hired Michael Bodden to oversee the autopsy, which is just a joke because he's never agreed with any autopsy that's ever been done. He's the go-to guy for high profile cases.
This thing is just stinks
as a witness,
so many ways with so many people. And, you know, while he was in there, too, he's filling other inmates' accounts with money, probably for protection. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, yeah, that's so he wouldn't get boo-fooed. Yeah, like a boo food.
Probably to avoid being boo food. He's very sexually oriented. He's always thinking about sex. So, yeah.
If anybody's going to boo foo, it's going to be him doing the boo fooing.
And he thinks everyone else is thinking about sex as much as he is. He probably thinks he's hot and that, yeah, boo fooing him would be the coolest thing that could happen to anybody up there. Anyway.
Like prison food and penis.
He was meeting with his attorneys 12 hours a day. They have now. My first thought was, what is there to talk about for 12 hours a day?
It was a diversion.
You're so flippin' guilty. And it sounds to me like that he was happy to pay his attorneys to be in the attorney meeting room,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is a limited resource. And he was hogging it the entire time he was there, meeting 12
asshole.
Hours a day. So he didn't have to be in his cell.
Right. And emptying the vending machines?
Emptying the vending
machines.
Nobody
else can eat from the vending machines?
So why is this guy still getting all that? Why is he still getting all this privilege? What the?
He had money. He was using resources to go to the bathroom, too, because he'd have to go to the bathroom all the time. They'd have to escort him there and back from the attorney-client meeting room. So he was just kind of ruling this prison.
Why, though? Why now? Now we're saying, nope, no more.
Yes,
but he's somehow still.
Why didn't they have him in the Hannibal Lecter cell?
Yeah, with that mask on.
Behind the glass.
It was a pretty cool
glass.
Cell.
Right? Really good cell.
I love that the lawyers are just banking hours sitting with him, too.
I know. And you know they're just sucking up piles and piles of money, and they really don't care.
And
they don't care about the girls that were molested.
No.
They don't care about this ridiculous deal that was made.
And the voice inside their head is,
whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
But they know they're making money, so.
And they just kept assuring him that, you're going to be cool. You're going to be fine.
I'm convinced, too, that this lawsuit they're talking about in terms of, you know, he was murdered and then hung, or that his death is somehow being, you know, misreported, or something stinky is going on there. Well, who's going to pay him? His estate. I'm sure they're going to build the estate on his behalf, right? So they just keep billing away and billing away and billing away.
Well, can his estate sue the federal corrections for not stopping his suicide?
I would think they could.
Well, yeah, and it seems like a pretty easy victory.
Who would be?
Then they can just pass it along to the victims that are suing the estate.
Who would be the
win-win?
Yeah, they can just stay out of the middle
dead.
And say, you just pay them.
Yeah, but who's handling his estate? Who's in charge of his estate, do you think?
Ghislaine. She's spending it all on In-N-Out Burger.
That's probably. His brother.
Yeah, and she's still, and by the way, she's still not arrested. How could she possibly have not been arrested yet?
She's cooperating.
So what if she's cooperating? She still should be arrested.
Can I read Norm MacDonald's tweet?
Yeah,
I actually laughed when I was scrolling through Twitter. Norm wrote, a man is a coin, no obverse without reverse. If you like, remember Jeffrey Epstein as a monster, destroying lives with a wicked nonchalance. But for me, I will always remember him as the man who killed Jeff Epstein. That's brilliant.
Cool. That's a shower thought in
the only good thing Jeffrey Epstein ever did was killing Jeffrey
no
Epstein.
He's no longer with us.
We had a
he died.
We had a phone number of another Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey R. Epstein, who was getting threats on Twitter. And then people wishing
he's
him
dead.
Rest
the
in
the
peace.
Real Epstein's dead. Why are you threatening an Epstein that's alive when you know the real one is dead?
Maybe the real one is alive. The government let him out and put a fake homeless guy in there.
Well, let's call the Jeffrey Epstein who's getting hounded just to warn him that a lot of people are maybe continuing to call him because his name is Jeffrey Epstein. The same as Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, so he doesn't know.
Well, just in case. It's a reason to call on the Hall Financial Hotline. By the way, you can go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. in order to get a refi going with Hall Financial and save yourself some money. If you don't want to save money, do not click the link on our website page. Do not fill out the online form, and that way they will not get back to you and save you money. They average 19 days. Industry average is 44.
Whoa. And, wow, that's fast.
Facebook Live, by the way, brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, and it's your oasis for arts, beats, and eats. If there's one band in between two that you like and maybe you want to just go cool off, go to Mesa between 3rd and 4th.
It's a great place.
Delicious.
In downtown Royal Oak on Main Street.
My mother used to love to get a chili relleno there.
150 tequilas. The Maz Burger is awesome. Really good.
Righteous Rick wants to know if we're going to be there. So,
Righteous Rick?
Yeah.
He doesn't need it. Why? He want to de-pants everybody?
He wished me happy birthday, and then I said he wanted to know if we were going to Art's Beats and Eats. And I was like, I don't know.
Smart guy, that.
But there's nothing that prevents us from going to Mesa.
He would be perfect to fight the bagel boss.
Oh, he would murder him, though.
But he's...
I'd rather see him fight Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah.
But Lenny Dykstra's like 5'10".
Well, Rick's four, short. Rick's 4'10".
It would be funny because we know Rick would kill him.
You know.
It would just be funny, and I'd love to hear those two talking trash to each other. It'd be hilarious.
Really? You think you would, wouldn't you?
I think I would.
Have you put a time limit on it?
Well, not forever. All right, Jeffrey Epstein.
R. Epstein.
I got a couple numbers here.
You probably won't answer the phone. There's got to be tons of Jeffrey Epsteins, right?
You would think so. That's the sound of him hanging himself. Also the intro to the song that's taking forever.
Actual audio? Yeah, I would think anyone named Jeffrey.
Hey, this is Jeffrey. I'm not here right now to get your call. Leave a message.
Sounds the same.
Jeffrey, this is the Drew and Mike Show, and we were calling to warn you that a lot of people are calling people named Jeffrey Epstein, and they're getting taunted and all kinds of garbage. Because there's a gentleman who was accused of multiple cases of pedophilia or sex with children underage, and his name is Jeffrey Epstein. So just want to warn you, there's some tough stuff going around. So heads up. Good luck to you.
That's a great name.
So another Jeffrey Epstein that won't answer his phone?
Probably. I could look a bunch up.
Well, I imagine people named Jeffrey Epstein probably... I'd give a shot. Why not?
Can't imagine the question mark over his head when he hears that.
Hey, it's a public service.
This song, by the way, reminds me, you know, Tool is now the first band ever to occupy all 10 of the top 10 spots of Billboard's rock digital song sales charts, whatever that is.
Ooh.
I imagine it'll happen again, but it's still cool to be the first.
It's clearly
because now every song is a single.
The idea is... just keep them off all the streaming platforms and then release them all at once with a new album.
Yeah.
Pretty smart.
We also had numbers for the... Are you still dialing, Brandon? Are you done? Oh, it's another Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, last one.
Okay.
The first one was him, but it's not.
Brandon, you're swinging and missing today.
Oh, that first one, he answered the phone and said, this is Jeffrey. Leave your message.
The Don Lemon witness. This guy witnessed Don Lemon apparently putting his hands down his pants, rubbing his genitals, and then sticking it in the guy's face and saying, do you like dick or pussy?
Ugh.
Yeah. And this guy was a witness,
apparently.
Before
we go off Epstein, this is just on Inside Edition here. Is that Ghislaine Maxwell photo fake? The In-N-Out, or is this a new conspiracy theory?
Well, there's people that are saying that it was photoshopped because in the background
looks
of the
picture...
Looks
like a dude.
In the background of the picture, there's a movie poster, but that movie poster is not there, so I...
Look at her shoulder and the
Turn
position
it
of it.
I love the conspiracy theory. No,
wait. Jeffrey Epstein's missing ex-girlfriend supposedly at a popular burger
Something
joint in L.A.
Something looks a little weird, doesn't it?
It was said to have been taken August 11th as the world was looking for her.
Ooh.
But disturbing questions are now being raised about the images of Ghislaine Maxwell and whether they are fake.
It's kind of fun.
Look at the ad behind her for the raunchy new comedy Good Boys, number one at the box office. But something strange is afoot because there has never been an ad for Good Boys at that bus stop. Was it photoshopped to make it appear that the photo had just been taken? Here's Jim Murray.
I'm sitting at the same table at In-N-Out Burger as Ghislaine Maxwell was in photos. You can see the ad at the bus stop behind me is for a local hospital, not for the movie Good Boys. But that movie poster is not the only thing in those photos that's suspicious.
Well, the photographer who took the shot claims he stumbled on Ghislaine eating alone with her dog.
Here's another story reported by everyone.
A careful examination shows there are two phones, one out in the open, one covered by her
book. No one ever has two phones.
There's a second food tray at the bench.
What?
We showed the images to forensic photo expert Adam Wand of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, and he says there are telltale signs of photo shopping.
Yes,
there's a wave of line going down her back that's indicative of Photoshop manipulation.
Oh.
There's also brush strokes visible at the bottom and in the middle that would lead me to believe
Can Soft Magazine put us in that picture too then?
Miss Maxwell to this picture.
At that
Meanwhile,
table.
This just released video is
with
causing
a bunch of
Is this going to be fake too?
A bunch of cell phones world's around
the,
us,
this is the Prince Andrew thing. Check this out.
She follows him to his car, shivering in the cold. Then she returns to the mansion. Minutes later, another young woman is seen leaving. But who's that standing in the doorway? It's Epstein's friend, Prince Andrew of Britain. After weeks of silence, Buckingham Palace is finally speaking out.
Is going on. I mean,
exactly what we think is going on.
I know. What? This is 2010, after he's out of jail. So if he apparently didn't know Jeffrey Epstein was in prison, he didn't know that.
He doesn't read our papers.
I just would think...
He knows him. He's hooked up with him on
of course.
Lolita Express.
I mean, that is so damning. You can't really say he did anything there, but it's so damning. What is he doing at his place? What are these 14-year-old girls doing running in and out? He's opening Epstein's door.
We know what he's doing.
I know. It's...
I'm super mad at him, too, for having a cool coat.
Oh, Andrew?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, Epstein.
A cool coat.
I didn't notice how cool it was.
It's like a white parka.
Oh, I want to see this stupid coat. God damn it.
No, you wear the white parka type.
This jacket is awesome.
Ooh, mad.
It's tighter than dick skin.
Not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. Hey. Oh, that coat looks ridiculous, Trudy.
It's like real fur.
It's way too big.
But
it's too
very
puffy.
Expensive. That's why you like it?
Yeah.
And sniffing his wallet.
He would let
it's a
like
pedophile
all the girls
coat.
Did.
He wouldn't let the girl wear it. He likes her cold.
I know she's freezing. She's holding her arms, shivering.
What happened to his coat?
Oh boy. I like the coat.
All right,
okay.
The Don Lemon witness. What's the percentage on this, Brandon?
I don't have that number.
I'll put a percent on it. 100.
100.
Never let me put 100% on it. There's two numbers for him. Actually, I'm pretty positive about this one.
Why do you wave?
I would say 70.
Sorry.
What's the second number?
His other phone line. He's got two. He's got a work phone. He's got a.
Don Lemon doesn't have two phones.
This isn't Don Lemon. This is the boss of the guy.
His witness doesn't have two phones. Don Lemon doesn't have two phones. His witness doesn't.
Just Ghislaine Maxwell has two cell phones.
No, she doesn't. That was
saw the picture.
No. By the way, everyone reported that story. Everyone.
I know.
Ghislaine Maxwell cited it in and out, and no. It's not her.
First day, didn't I say it looked like
you
it was
did.
Fake?
You did. But where's the picture
you can
that
do it by Adobe software?
Where's the picture that her picture was taken from?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the thing. Is normally people will find the original photo.
Yeah.
Well, they
don't
may have photoshopped her head onto someone else's body, so there is no.
Yeah, but that guy pointed
picture.
Out the wavy line behind her back.
Yeah, but
still,
they
would find
yeah,
the picture
of her
head.
They would have photoshopped the torso into the scene and then put her head on.
Hmm.
I don't know.
So this is Don Lemon, Squeezy, Take It Easy.
Yes.
Nice betting by all the people
yeah.
who reported that, which is
good
virtually
job.
Everyone.
Everybody.
I've heard she's multiple places, by the way. She's at that mansion on the East Coast in New England.
Don't you think if she were at In-N-Out Burger, she would have been mobbed?
Yes.
What was this?
I don't know. Out in L.A.?
Yeah. She'd be mobbed.
Well... Yeah, there'd be photographers
around.
She's
the enabler of pedophilia.
I would think word would get around pretty quick. How can that line be busy? Is that the 70% number?
Yeah. This is in great confidence in both of them now.
Nice musical choice.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what version this is, though?
Is this Stevie Ray Vaughan? Lightning Hopkins?
Please leave your message for Lynn Thompson.
Close enough.
That's not the name. I'm calling because... Wait, hold on. Something happened. There's an emergency. I have to call back. Bye.
Hey, Don, let me squeeze and keep it easy.
No, this is a
canned heat
version
message.
Of that smell.
To continue recording.
Who was that?
Canned Heat.
Oh, Canned Heat?
Wait, why doesn't it sound like...
Exactly,
because, wait, hold on. Happens. You have to call back. Bye.
It's okay. You can send that.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4.
Who does Canned Heat think they are doing this song?
That's kind of what I was thinking, Trudy. Canned Heat is a bluesy band.
What the hell?
And this guy's voice is way too deep to be on anything called Canned Heat.
It can't be.
See, this is a different version too, isn't it?
Mark was showing me a video.
Did they re-record it?
I think so, Drew.
I don't like
from 2008, their greatest hits.
Mark was showing me a video of Annie playing a flute and
playing the recorder.
He's teaching her to do the Canned Heat song.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Wait, that was a YouTube video?
No, just one of his videos.
Oh,
I have a daughter named Annie.
I see.
Mark's daughter Annie. Yeah,
and she
she's famous. She's in the paper.
She can learn how to play the flute already.
Yeah.
Yes. See?
That's her playing it.
Oh, go play over there.
Walking backwards.
Go blow it over there.
Spinning in a circle.
Yeah, now you're on the stage.
I'm going to release an album.
Go, go, go.
See, she's really good.
Sounds like the beginning of Born of the Country.
Start the song, you see.
Doesn't sound like the song to me.
I thought
she's
it was
getting there. She's working it out.
Come back here.
I thought that was pretty good. Drew hates it.
Well,
I don't hate it.
You can see the brilliance, yeah.
I'm not sure I'm following what's going on there. Okay, we had...
It was a 17-month-old playing a recorder.
We had a guy landing a helicopter in somebody's front yard for their birthday and then getting arrested.
He didn't get arrested. He got a $500 ticket, which he's now fighting.
Well, I flew in on a helicopter.
You can't just land in a front yard. Slash knew that. Remember when they said they landed in Tommy Lee's front yard to pick him up? And he knew there was no way they were supposed to do that.
Really?
And I think didn't they leave the chopper in the front yard overnight?
I think so, yeah. Because they couldn't fly it out. But his defense is like, oh, it was her birthday.
Yeah. I don't know.
How does Travolta get away with stuff like that?
He's got a whole runway, though.
Yeah, he's a runway in his backyard. This guy, I think he's showing off for the chick.
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder if this got him laid. Probably when he got the ticket, that was probably embarrassing because he's arguing with the cop probably in front of her and it just looks like an
spoiled
asshole.
It,
He also says, it's private property. They can't have a city statute against flying a helicopter and landing it in private property.
Oh, sure. You should be able to fly helicopters anywhere.
There's plenty of things you cannot do on private property. I wish that I could fly into the sky
so very high, just like a dragonfly. How do you pronounce that first name? Kefir?
Get to the chopper!
Kefir? Kefir?
Kefir!
Kefir? KFIR.
Oh, no.
I
quit.
It's the worst day. Possibly ever.
Are these Spokio numbers?
Yeah.
We should can Spokio. Jeez. They come through sometimes, but man, their batting average is lower than Brandon's. Oh, this guy has two phones, too?
He's got a phone in the chopper. It's really loud,
chopper
though,
phone.
When he answers.
Hello?
Hi, this is Leo.
Yes.
Leo, this is the Drew and Mike show. We were just calling. We heard that there's some outrageous fine that you got for landing a chopper on private property.
Yes.
Are you still fighting it?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, who would dare say that you can't land a helicopter on private property? Was it a lady's front yard? And it was her birthday, too, I heard.
Way to ruin her birthday, cops.
Yes, it is. It's a private property, and we see that as an unconstitutional thing, that a bunch of people sitting in the city board and just getting decisions, don't let anybody knowing about it. And, you know, a helicopter, it's a vehicle, and... Mm-hmm. We see that as a normal thing to do in the United States of America, right?
Yeah, no, this is an outrage. Were they moved at all when you pointed out that it was her birthday?
Well, the officer had an attitude from the first minute he saw us over there. He said, I don't know what you did wrong, but I will find out and I will psych you for that.
Ooh.
So the attitude was like wrong.
And he was aware that it was her birthday at this point?
Yeah, all the kids were outside. All the people were outside. Yeah.
What kind of jerk is this guy?
Hey, did they know, anybody at the party know that you were landing that chopper in the backyard?
Yeah, of course. We gave them a head notice. She said, yeah, sure, ask her, can I land it, on the property? Well,
but wait, that's an inconsistency in your story because you said you wanted to surprise her.
No. We got approval from the family, not from her herself.
Okay, because I just had this picture of you.
Oh, surprise to her.
I had this picture of you, Leo, landing, and then like all these decorations flying away, and
yeah.
paper plates flying
Party
up
hats
in the air.
Off their heads.
But they knew, so no, they were prepared.
Yeah, no, we've been prepared before, and we came, and the party was inside. We actually asked them to remove from the pool all the inflatable things, you know, that they're not going to fly. We did some preparation before that.
Wow,
very responsible.
That's a lot of preparation. Now, who is this special lady? And I mean special not because it was her birthday, but also because apparently you're special enough to land your chopper in the backyard. Who is she to you? Is she your girl?
Is that a euphemism?
No. She's just a friend. Her name is Melissa.
Yeah,
really? Just a friend? You do that? You were going to do that for just a friend?
No, it's all of them. All of the party attended were my friends. You know, so we just like said, hey, it's a cool thing. Let's come pick her for a ride.
Is she single?
And yeah, she's a single mom.
Are you and single? Leo?
Are you single?
I think it's a funny show, huh?
Well, no.
Well,
that's a good question.
I think you were trying to impress that special lady. Just what I'm thinking. That's what some
people
are saying.
How many times we did it before? Are you serious? I landed at my house. I got like so many times we landed at my place, friend's place. This is the first time we have that issue.
That's a pussy chopper if I've ever seen one.
Do you have a do you have a soft field landing license or a seaplane rating, anything like that?
No, just helicopter license.
Just helicopter.
That's the most complex one to pilot, isn't it?
Well, it's a complex machine, but it's not that complex. Once you get it, it's like a muscle memory. Uh-oh. It doesn't more than that. Not more than that.
What's he doing up there?
You don't have any problem hovering?
No.
Do you laugh at these people that fly like model helicopters?
You mean drone pilots? Oh,
well,
my
that
God.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, the drone pilots. You know, they have to carry a license also now, right?
Yeah, but they can land in people's backyards.
Exactly. Yeah.
That should be your argument. You get
no,
that
the
hot
argument
mom
is like
stand.
That. My argument is simple as that. Listen, when the city wants to build an airport, they need to call to the FAA and get authorization for that, right? Why is that? Because it needs to be on the map. Pilots need to know about that airport. They need to know about the traffic. Same thing with landings. If they want to restrict that area, the city council or whoever it is responsible should have submitted to the FAA, hey, look, put it on your map. That we don't want pilots landing over here at private properties.
Have they dismissed the ticket yet?
No, I'm still in trial. But this is not the first time. I mean, I did it before, and I fought the government like many times before.
Really?
Every time.
Now, what have you fought the government for besides this?
Okay, so I've been in Supreme Court fighting about the consumer thing. It's commercial thing, so I was in Supreme Court. Unfortunately, they settled it before it even got the decision 3 days before. But I did brought with me all the public in Florida over here in my case. I had an airplane in my backyard. I fought the Palm Beach County, that didn't allow me to put a jet plane in my backyard.
In all Travolta kind of, does it.
Yeah, John Travolta does that.
Is that your defense, that John Travolta does it?
Yeah, but you know, he's a famous actor. I'm not.
Wait, but did you say put a jet plane in your backyard?
Yeah, you know, for my kids to play in, like a playhouse.
That's pretty sweet.
What? That is so cool.
Those kids sound pretty spoiled, Leo.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not working. It's not that expensive. It just was for the principal, you know.
How big is the jet plane?
It's a Seberliner 73. It's pretty big.
Really?
Like,
do the neighbors feel it's kind of an eyesore?
I'm going to tell you what I did. After I won that one, I painted the United States flag on it.
Nice.
And you know what it says on it?
What?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Wow. And the neighbors, does that excite the neighbors, or do they still go, well, there's a fucking airplane in this guy's backyard. What's up?
Well, it's all depend. You know, if you're really patriotic about this country, you understand the idea behind it.
Yeah.
And if you're really, like, being annoyed by it, well, your problem, man.
Well, what about a treehouse?
Well, you know, you need to get permits for that now.
A treehouse?
They decided that the treehouse have to get the permit, and you have to explain to them how you build it.
So
you know, those days that you come in with a hammer and a nail is done.
So would you say it's easier to have a jet airplane in your backyard than a treehouse with all the permits?
Not easy. Not easier, but, you know, if you got the right... There is some people in the county that actually helped me. There is, like, open-minded people, and this was my second fight. There is people, like, nice, you know, those long hair people that still believe in freedom, and nice people that look into every regulation to try to bypass that. So there is some good people in our administration.
Yeah, there are. There are a few. There are a few out there.
They probably want a free ride.
Not really, I will say pretty a lot, but you know, there is some that ruin for everybody else.
Do you think that most of them have long hair?
When I mean long hair, you know, it's like
they're pretty cool.
The 60s people. The cool people, you know, the ones that it's really understand.
Wow.
I still think you were putting some moves on this single mom, though.
Yeah.
Are you single?
He's single.
Friend. He's got a chopper. He's got a playhouse airplane.
You want to put her online?
And that exit. Is she in the bed next to you?
No. You can put her online. She's a good friend.
Some people are saying that she's pretty hot, too.
What's she look like? Describe her for us.
Describe her? She's a good friend. I can describe, you know, it's like really
awkward. It's awkward.
Very good personality. She's an amazing mom. She got two kids. That yesterday we went and did some surfing with a boat. Her kids are like so, like one of them is like 7. She already like wake surfing and really cool people, you know?
Could you have left the chopper in the backyard for the kids to play in since you did it for your kids?
I'm landing at my house with no issues. I mean, I had some issues before, but again, I fought it also.
Wow. So, well, you're so persuasive. Do you represent yourself when you fight this stuff?
I usually, at the most part, yes. I am a person, and I'm doing those trials by myself.
Are you an attorney?
No.
No. Wow. Like I said, you're very persuasive. Well, Leo, that's a crazy story. What a crazy birthday for her too, with all the commotion.
Keep fighting it. Go land that all over the place.
Yeah.
Keep it up with the fighting and the freedom and all that stuff and the long-haired people.
Absolutely, all the time.
Thanks, Leo.
Hey, thank you guys. Have a
all
great
right.
day.
We'll
Hi,
see
Leo.
You.
I like Leo. Leo's a good dude.
Man, Leo.
I would like to make a romance inside of her.
Actual audio of Leo,
New Jersey.
That was when he was fighting the Supreme Court, I think. That was some of the testimony. Here's any more testimony?
Here's a description.
I love USA! Do you love USA?
That was a few years ago, but same idea.
At the Supreme Court.
Can I put a camera in the lady
Uh-oh,
toilet?
That's another case.
Yeah, people are always trying to stop you from doing the most obvious thing, camera in the lady's toilet. There's always somebody throwing a wet blanket on an idea.
He came very close to describing his friend as this.
Beautiful, impeccable dresser, great personality, nice hair, fat, great smile, smell good.
What a fat! He's a fat!
Because she had a good personality?
I thought he was kind of a show-off, but I'm starting to dig this guy. I'm starting to dig Leo.
He makes things happen.
He seems like a blast. I'd fly in a chopper with him and land it in your backyard.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Make a noise.
The dog days of summer are here. That can only mean one thing. Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, and our friends at Zod Ford need to make some room, so everything must go. It's the lowest of the low lease payments from Zod Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. How about a new 19 Jeep Compass? As low as $166 a month. How about a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee? As low as $248 a month.
Nice.
And then Ram trucks. Lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During that summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you will have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be-massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Yaldo, $1,500 off.
Did you see the email we got about Yaldo?
Yeah, somebody that was real happy.
Yeah, Dave, thought I'd let you know I went to Yaldo Eye Center for my one-year checkup after getting multifocal implants last year. I have 20/15 vision, both near and far.
Wow.
I don't know. He italicized it. That's the voice for italicized.
That's almost as good as
that. I love
your eyes. For those that don't know, that's better than perfect.
Ted Williams had 20/10 in his batting eye.
Did he really?
He did. So 2015, though, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Ted, where you at?
So, Dave, let the record show, you are no Ted Williams.
We should have a see-off, him and Eli.
See-offs.
Sounds ridiculous.
How do you know that Ted Williams had 20? How do they know that?
It was known. I think he tested. You know, he was an incredible pilot in World War II. He shot down.
Awesome.
He was crazy good.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he have it his whole life?
12 years.
Yes.
That Ted Williams?
You know who else was good? What was I reading about Hank Green?
All right, everybody. If this doesn't get your toes tapping, then check your pulse, because you might be dead.
Like the other I Ted can't Williams. See real good.
Ted Williams, I think, missed 3.5 years in the major leagues. Hank Greenberg missed almost 5 seasons.
He is the most underrated player.
Yes, lifetime slugging percentage is .605. It's in that Kirk Gibson book that he assigned me.
He's kept down.
How are your assignments going?
That one's going very well. I've been reading the book. I'm buying my tickets to the event, October the 19th.
Yep.
Check the Kirk Gibson Foundation out for information. Or what was the other? What was his website? That's
wasn't
somewhere.
It Parkinson's versus everybody?
Mm. Yeah, but they had www.evar.ev. I can't remember. I'm sure we can dig it up.
I'll look it up.
Somebody's calling Brandon back.
Uh-oh.
Could that be Jeffrey Epstein?
No, it's probably Leo.
He's probably
going to fly his chopper and land in your backyard and kill all those mushrooms.
Jeffrey R. Epstein calling back, thanking us for warning him. he's gonna turn the phone off for a couple days.
Did you mention KirkGibsonFoundation.org? Is that the one you mentioned? Is there another one?
There's another one.
Oh, balls.
Do you remember the Gibby website? It was something.org.
ParkinsonsMI.org? That's
no,
one.
That wasn't it.
Well, that is
it
one.
Was it was four letters.
Yeah,
like
it's like EV.
EV something.
Just a second.
Okay, I'll read Dr. Yaldo or finish it. Yeah, you can get $1,500 off LASIK surgery from Dr. Yaldo.
EVSP.org.
There you go. You can get better than 20/20 vision. Just like our emailer said, it's fast. Let's see. Just minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all the contacts, glasses, and readers in the garbage. He's done over 30,000 LASIK surgeries, and he's done over 20,000 multifocal lens exchange procedures, just like our email. That also eliminates reading glasses for those 45 and over, and you could get 20/15, as you heard.
Wow.
It's easy. Takes a few minutes. It's painless. Go see Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation and a chance to get $1,500 off. This doesn't come around every day. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Maybe you just want frames or sunglasses, and if that's the case and you're not interested in LASIK, please do that at Dr. Yaldo's office. They got plenty to choose from. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for a $1,500 discount off the regular price for LASIK. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
It's EVSP.org. EV is everybody versus Parkinson's, essentially. So,
EVSP. Ah, makes sense. That's easy. And it's
.org.
Yeah.
How about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
So I've been following this Rashida Tlaib story over the weekend, and you know it just is one of those things that just won't end. And every time I see the story, I go, "Doesn't she represent a district around here? I mean, wouldn't you think she'd be talking about that once in a while?"
Yeah.
And you know, just seems like it. I mean, we were watching it when Charlie came over Friday to record, and Charlie's like, "There's an asbestos bomb in your district, Rashida. Come on." It was a story that he had broken on Deadline Detroit about this home that was taken down and the asbestos was not properly, you know.
Oh,
it was
that's horrible,
crazy.
By the way.
Yeah, no, it is horrible. But, you know, I saw her on TV crying. I can't see my grandmother. She's banned from going to Israel. And then Israel said, you know what? If you can just shut up about the boycott.
Down.
Yeah. Just shut up about the boycott. You can come see her. No, that's not good enough. She can't stop asking or encouraging the boycott, even while she's just seeing her 99-year-old grandmother. So she decides not to go.
Well, it's really not about the grandma now, is it?
Well, it doesn't seem like it, but it will be when the grandmother dies. And she says, they wouldn't let me go there.
Yeah. And they would let
her. All she had to do was shut up for a couple days. Can anyone be asked to do anything? And I'm not saying they're right or she's wrong or she's right and they're wrong.
But if it's really about seeing your grandmother,
yeah, if you really want to see your grandmother, you could have seen your grandmother. And she is very old. When are you going to? When's the next time you're going to get to see her?
Yeah.
She could die tomorrow.
But she's an old lady. I mean, look at her. She's old.
Was that how most people felt about that? Because, you know, I didn't really want to get mixed up in it because I don't know what's going on in the Middle East. I have no idea. All I know is it sounded to me like she could have gone. If she just could have just kept it down, kept the noise down for a couple days, she got a nice visit with her grandmother, come home, and then she could have started popping off again.
So in essence, you're shushing a woman.
Yes. No.
Stay in your lane.
No, I wasn't shushing
her
at all.
Or somebody is trying to shush her.
I'm not saying she's right or she's wrong. I can understand Israel obviously wouldn't want her to talk about her boycott, and she wouldn't want to shut up about it. But she wants to see her grandmother. So in the practical, as a practical matter, wouldn't it have been, if she really wanted to see her grandmother, just go, come back, and then start screaming?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
I mean, I thought, practically speaking, that's, if you really wanted to see your grandmother, that's what you'd do.
Yeah.
But I think you really want things to be a story.
What was she really, what was she
really
going?
Really want things to be in the paper.
Well, she does manage, Trudy, she does manage to get in the news over and over and over and over. And she was on TV all, I mean, for three straight days. It was, here's the latest on Rashida Tlaib and her grandmother.
Well, part of that's because Trump keeps tweeting about her, too, which is kind of...
Well, yeah, Trump was being a shit
stir. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
And I'm sure she...
my question was, because I honestly, I omit it, that I have not really been paying too much attention to this story because I mostly don't care.
I don't care either. I don't even know what the boycott's about. I don't want to know either. Don't tell me, because I don't want to know. Okay. I got plenty going on in my head.
But my question is, what was she originally going over there for? Was it
to see her grandmother?
That was the original purpose?
That was my understanding.
Okay. I thought it was for something else. I thought it was for something else at first. And then she's like, but my grandma's over there. And
well, she was
like,
crying.
Okay, you can come see your grandma. And
she was
like, I don't want to see my grandma.
She was crying because she couldn't see her grandmother. And they said, you can see your grandmother. Don't talk about the boycott for a couple days while you're here. And that wasn't good enough. She's not going to be silenced. Not even to see her grandmother. So, you know, maybe there was another reason. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't follow the story. It's just a lot of noise. It's like, I wish we could just shut everyone off for a week and get a break from all this crap. Then,
not going to happen.
Bill Maher said something she didn't like, and she said, boycott Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I'd love to see there should be a ticker like there is for the federal deficit that ticks off all the boycotts that have been asked for in the last, all the cancellations and boycotts. Oh, my God.
The cancellations are
stupid.
Yes, it's an industry I think we should stop participating in.
Yeah,
remember when they canceled Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Don't. Oh, Taylor.
Everybody is canceled.
I know, everyone gets canceled.
Well, you know who isn't canceled though? Jussie Smollett isn't canceled.
Oh, except him.
He's in the news all the time. The latest being that he goes to Las Vegas because Janet Jackson, I guess, can be her special guest. Who else would you rather have as your special guest at a concert than someone who faked a hate crime and an assault and kept the city of Chicago on its toes for 3 weeks while they figured out that it was all fake?
That just reminded me. He is a singer, right? So did he sing with Janet?
I don't think
Jackson, so. If you're nasty?
I don't think so. But there's some delightful backstage pictures where he's smiling. I mean, he looks like he doesn't have a care in the world.
That is a terrible guest to have, right?
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
I'm reading the story, and they're talking about how she's always been one of his biggest supporters since this happened. I'm like, support? Why do you support someone that does that? I don't understand.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
You know, I didn't realize that he would have supporters until, you know, of course, people in Empire who want their show to keep going, they were supporting him. And then I'm watching TMZ, and the guy that Maz likes so much was commenting on, look at him walking with his head up high into court. And I'm like, what? Who cares if his head's up high?
Yeah.
Look what he did.
Yeah.
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
So anyway, so Daily Mail or somebody gets a comment from him. Do you have it, Brandon?
Hey, Jussie, how you doing, man? How's it going? Listen, I'm going to be really cool with you, I promise. Yeah. How are you? How are you holding up?
Doing great.
Well, fuck
doing
you.
Good, you know?
All right, listen, you're shooting Chicago. Are you going to shoot Chicago? Anything you can say on that?
Nah, man, I ain't got to say that. I'm moving on, bro.
You're going to move on? Look, the city's convinced that you...
Man, I'm done.
There was a hoax.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's all I can say.
It was not a hoax.
Y'all just look at the documents. Y'all need to start reporting on
No, we did. No, we did. No, we did look at the documents.
That's a hoax.
Right? Are we going to see you back on TV? I mean, you're super talented. Are we going to see you back on TV
soon?
Shut
up.
Thank you so much. You know what? When the truth is on your side, you know, everything will be fine. God bless you, bro.
All right, man. All right.
Well, why is this guy kissing his ass? By the way, I don't think
he's the answer.
He wasn't being that cool.
No, he wasn't.
Once he got started.
What an ass.
Like,
Honestly,
I have no idea, brother. But I mean, you've seen what happened. That's happened.
I'm so tired of this guy acting so self-righteous all the time.
Settle with Chicago, just be done with it. Come up with a number.
You don't settle when you tell the truth.
You don't settle when you're telling the truth.
That's all I got to say, brother. God bless you.
All right, man.
Wow. He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
What a stupid chapter.
Can
American
he go
history.
Away too? God, there's some people I just want to go away right now.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Jeffrey Epstein's will has been filed.
Oh.
And it was signed 2 days before he was suicide slash murdered. Or murdered, then presented to be like a suicide. Well, he was worth $577 million.
Ah, not a billionaire.
Or about
eight.
The hedge fund manager put all his holdings in a trust. It's pretty boilerplate. It's what we call a pour over will, which means everything just pours into the trust.
Isn't his brother the beneficiary, Mark Epstein?
Yeah, there were some other, I thought, interesting things in here. Cash, he had $56 million in cash, $14 million fixed income. $112 million in equities. Jeez, all his property. I don't know. He had a place in Paris. Manhattan.
Well, that girl that had sex with Prince Andrew and all those other people, she said she was in multiple mansions outside the U.S., inside the U.S. And, you know, I know a lot of people say this, and I agree. Why is she flying all over the world? Like, where are parents? Which is what people said about Michael Jackson, of course. And I agree to an extent, but at the same time, he is the one committing the crime.
Yes.
And Sheryl Crow came out today. Did you see the Sheryl Crow story about Michael Jackson?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's talking about when she was singing backup between 87 and 89, and she read that Leaving Neverland was about James Safechuck, who was on that tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said that she could not watch it. And I understand that completely, because that was really hard to watch. She said there was some really weird stuff going on, and she didn't understand, why is this 9-year-old with him? First of all, why is Michael Jackson with this 9-year-old all the time? And why is this 9-year-old with him all the time? Where are his parents?
Yeah. Larry King, as it turns out.
Where was your mother?
I'm really shy. I'm embarrassed.
Where was your mother?
Yeah.
I'm sure Sheryl Crow now will be descended on with hate from all the Michael Jackson lovers for suggesting that he's ever done anything wrong.
Well, she didn't say anything specific.
If you read it, it's pretty clear what she's saying.
Sure.
She didn't like it.
Yeah. She mentioned that she was the backup singer, and he acted like he didn't know who she was.
Talking about this guy's
even years
weird.
Later.
I was thinking about adopting 2 kids from each continent around the world.
What's weird about that? He loves children.
Well, he didn't have a childhood, so he was reliving his childhood over and over as an adult to make up for it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Your wife gave you 2 children as a present because she knew you wanted to be a father.
Yeah, that's a lovely gesture.
Yeah, nothing weird there,
wait,
right?
No, not only did she give them, I mean, to say that someone gave someone kids, sometimes people suggest that, you know, a wife gives birth to kids, it's her gift. It's like, no.
Which isn't, yeah.
She not only gave him the kids, she disappeared. That was part of the deal. Was okay. Yeah, I want 2 children. And then you
weird.
Get the fuck out of here.
Youth, childhood, youth,
I'll
childhood.
I'll give you all this money.
Never growing up, magic,
what?
Flying.
You go fuck yourself, and I'll have these 2 children for myself. Woo-woo.
Hey, Ro, get the fuck out of here.
You're disgusting. Thank God they were able to use Arnold Klein's semen instead of mine. Could have never gotten a hard on for you.
I love the idea that he's this semi-domestic abuser towards Debbie Rowe. Like, he's this real asshole dude towards her.
Well, I mean, what kind of a deal is that?
So stupid.
With the 2 children, I want you to get the fuck out of here. I don't want you to ever contact them or me again.
Debbie, I thought I told you to do the laundry. The laundry's not done. Where are my dirty diapers?
They once said I wanted a white kid to play me as a child, which was a rumor.
Yeah, that guy's not weird. What are you talking about?
He's one of those people who says white.
White.
Too.
It's a safe word. It's whiskey.
He wanted to be white.
They volley. They chase us on the scooter.
Yeah, that guy's not weird.
Whiskey.
What was that?
Whiskey.
Why do I feel like I can listen to Michael Jackson talk for hours and hours and be fully entertained? It's so ludicrous. Everything he says is ridiculous.
This guy's not weird.
I love you.
Here he is.
But I'm gonna get into the bottle. Wait, wait. Ah!
Where did this guy's not weird.
It was very bad what they did. He was very swollen with the handcuffs. The way they tied him too tight, they put it in a certain position, knowing that it's going to hurt and affect my back. Now I can't move. It keeps me from sleeping at night.
Yeah, he's the victim. Here, you know, these kids are spreading their butt cheeks so he can masturbate. He's blowing these 10-year-olds, and he's complaining about the fucking handcuffs.
It's not weird at all.
Oh, my God.
Once I went in the restroom, they locked me in there for like 45 minutes. There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad. Then one of the policemen came by the window, and he made a sarcastic remark. He said, does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
And what'd you say?
And I just simply said, it's all right. It's okay.
Okay, can we nail down what police station that was where there's doo-doo and feces all over the bathroom walls?
Yeah.
Really?
That does not sound like San Bernardino County.
The police and all their assistants, they just go in there and throw doo-doo and feces against the wall.
Yeah.
Because, you know, someday we might get some prisoner. That's we'll just put him in the bathroom for about 45 minutes.
For the record, that's redundant. Doo-doo and feces.
Yes.
Same thing.
It is.
45 minutes.
But no.
We have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
Yeah, that guy's not weird.
Nobody ever cleans the bathrooms in San Bernardino?
No. Did anyone even question and say, what bathroom is that exactly? We want to look into that. I mean, that's really odd that all the people in that police station would throw doo-doo and feces against the wall. We'd like to get a picture of that along with the story.
It's the same force that would manhandle you very roughly.
See, this I like as far as I can reach it.
This guy's not weird.
I like this one because they're bathing Apollo. This looks like Apollo, and the girls are bathing him.
You know, he goes in this fake shopping spree, orders like $2 billion worth of stuff from the store, and they're like,
we got these, right?
Holy shit. I mean, he didn't have enough walls to be covered with all the crap he was buying on that shopping spree.
Or some other kid who needs love.
This guy's not weird.
He was bankrupt.
When they see Paris, they always think, Debbie, but that could easily be my father's jeans, you know?
No, it couldn't.
Wait a minute.
No, it couldn't.
We've seen Joe.
When Michael Jackson, or no, Joseph Jackson said something about, he said something about Prince having, or Paris, I believe it was.
Talent.
Him. Yeah, she's got those Jackson jeans.
Yeah.
Black people were called colored people because we come in all colors.
I can't get over how long it was reported that they were Michael Jackson's children. No one ever said, well, they are his children. He bought them from Debbie Rowe, but he is clearly not the parent of either of those children. They're both 100% Caucasian.
They were a gift. That guy is not weird.
Not at all.
Can we wake up like dawn and go in the hot air balloon? You know, we have the footage.
Gabara, Anthony, and the gang at Zot, Fort, and Holly are in the middle of their Hurry Up and Save sales event. You've probably heard you can save 20% off sticker during the sale, but our friends at Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. 0% financing for 60 months and nearly $13,000 off a new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off sticker. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4? That, too, is almost 30% off sticker. Or at least it as low as $99 a month. We all know Zot Ford's a spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah, any member of the hottest staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sale event passes you by.
It's not a race car.
Care. Trudy, you got Dr. Roche?
I do. Dr. Roche is determined to beautify the scenery by improving everyone's bust line.
Hey, all right.
And I'm the ultimate bust line. Get it from Dr. Roche through the end of this month. From breast implants to augmentation to breast lifts with fat transfer, saline breast implants for $3,500. Also, breast tight, body tight, 360 lipo, all contribute. Hey, we have a person who might be interested in some of this, too, coming up.
Oh, that's
in the
right.
News.
We got to call her.
To tighten everything up and BOGO offer of Restylane tubes, $600 value. BBL Diva, three treatments for $3,850, regular $4,500 for Diva, which is, according to the Dr. Roche site, the one procedure that Everyone wants? You knew, yes, nice. Unilaterally, except for dudes because they can't get it. Plus,
well,
a free
but we
G
still
spot.
Like it.
Yeah, you do like it. Oh, it's for you too.
Yeah, it's all for us. All of us. What are you talking about?
And Dr. Roche, in his attempts to beautify the scenery by improving everyone's bus line,
this
call them
a man's world.
For a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com and check.
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
You said bust like five times.
Because that's what it says on the website. They're improving the bust line.
I just, you know, it's the, is that the, that is the medical line, the medical
bust? Yes,
is it?
You must improve your bust.
Put your other hand up higher so I can see your bust.
I love your mushroom, Drew.
Ooh, I was just looking at it, Trudy. Can you? Well, there's two mushrooms. Have you seen the gigantic one that looks like a UFO?
Oh, I've seen pictures of it, but I want to see it in real life.
Go look. Go look.
It's huge.
It might be the biggest mushroom I've ever seen in somebody's yard.
It was almost that big before, and the lawnmower cut it down, and it's back.
Oh my God,
and it's like the weird thing is. There's just, you know, you look at the backyard, nothing special, nothing special. And the next day it's like, oh, my God, it's gigantic. It grows so fast. Yeah. What the hell is that?
Chlorophyll. More like borophyll.
So I took a picture of the little mushroom, which isn't so little, which it just
it's weirdly
really
shaped.
Resembles something.
Nice head.
The picture doesn't do it justice because you don't really have, something to look at.
You hear Trudy from all the way upstairs.
But even the smaller one that looks like a wiener.
It does look like a wiener. It looks like a circumcised
huge.
Wiener.
Yeah.
See the cut.
Yeah. You can see the hole, too.
Trudy, I think it looks like a UFO.
It does. It looks like one of those ceramic ones they sell as decoration, but it's real.
It's very big. It's so big. What is going on in my yard? Trudy,
well,
this
been
house,
watering it like crazy.
We had water in the drain, about an inch of water, like 3 feet off the
one.
Drain.
Oh, boy.
They're coming to snake it tomorrow. Now I've got this giant mushroom in my yard, which is going to take over the neighborhood if it gets much bigger. It's so big.
It is huge, man.
Were people commenting
tremendous
on my...
Tremendous amounts of water.
My wiener mushroom?
Oh, there were some great comments on here. Let's see. Nice cut. Get on your knees and get on it. Let's see. And this is what I was worried about. Steve says, hey, let's be real. Mags is going to eat that. But... You said Mags.
No, they don't even go near it.
Oh,
it's a vegetable, that's why.
We need a crystal porn alert. Let's see. Are you more than 7 inches? Does it go in the butt?
No one
require a fluffer?
Anyone for penis?
You got to knock it down.
Let's see. Are you just going to leave it there until it grows bigger or whatever
I
happens?
I kind of want to see how big it gets.
Nice cut.
Yeah.
Looks like someone's got a little chub. Call Randy because it looks uncirked. I think it does look cirked.
It looks cirked. It definitely looks cirked.
It's a grower, not a shower. It's lifting off the bag. Nice. Base shaver. Base shaver. Soak it in salt water.
See if it plums up.
I don't want that thing in the yard unless it's hard.
It's real.
It looks like it's about to have a boil over.
Oh.
Look how engaged people are with your mushrooms.
I know.
Get the Listerine. Wow. There was a good one. I'm trying to find it. Let's see.
How many comments are there?
That penis party in your backyard has got to go. Somebody get a dick. There was something that mentioned that you would mowed the grass around it to make it look bigger.
And shadowed it. Put on some makeup around it.
Very clever.
Hey, here we are with Ghislaine.
I don't know how anybody could say that photo is fake.
You
said hanging out with Ghislaine with all our cell phones.
You asked for it, and there it is.
Soft magazine, baby.
Soft magazine. Wow. Well, that's real. Look at all the phones on the table. It's like 50 phones in a pile.
Totally normal. What are you talking about? Great picture.
I like the variety of phones too. God, there's some old.
Matt Jennings is on fire at Soft Magazine.
I know.
What's going on over there?
Photoshop GIFs. He's
got some new technology available to him.
I think so.
That GIF was really fun. I saw it after you had mentioned it. The John Madden throwing the logo.
Yeah,
that was really good.
That was great.
But that picture of Ghislaine, that looks legit. Don't you think?
Sure. She looks like she's annoyed that we're all there with her.
It's real.
She's not happy about us joining her for lunch.
So,
breaking news. Grimm.
Wow,
very sad.
World's going on. Oh well, this fits in nicely because I was going to get into the tabloids, which I've had a few people say, "Hey, you don't talk about the tabloids much anymore." Well, that's because you know I just don't pick up magazines the way I used to. Because I mean, nobody does. Yeah. But you know what? I check Radar Online occasionally. There's always something new and exciting on there, and I just got to get in the habit of checking out and make sure we are on top of the tabloids.
I'll hand you a pile of one of stories too. That you can
I have
too.
A huge pile.
Do you have the one about Lamar Odom? That's also breaking news.
He's given up porn.
Yeah, which yes. I don't believe. So I don't check either. His browsing history immediately.
Yeah, me too.
It's over. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx split after 6 years. Shazam host was Shazam sad. Host? Is that really how we know Jamie Foxx?
No.
Shazam host?
It's really funny you pointed that out. Yeah.
Was recently spotted clubbing with younger woman Cela Vave in L.A. Cela Vave?
Who is that? And
how about
what is
Cela Vave?
Has anyone ever watched Shazam?
No.
Or beat Shazam?
You know
whatever
what it is.
No, no one knows.
I thought they were talking about Katie Holmes for a second when they said Shazam host, because I figured there's no way you'd identify Jamie Foxx that way.
He does it with his daughter. She what? Had a daughter co-host
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's even dumber.
That's I mean, ridiculous. I would prefer that they identified him as the guy that gave Oprah a stupid self-portrait. Remember when he gave her that portrait and yes. she was, like, way too thin? Yes. Didn't look like her at all.
That was
and she was so excited.
Wasn't that during the party where everyone wore white except for Oprah? She wore red?
I think he presented to her on the show.
Shazam.
Let's see.
I wouldn't have been able to tell you that they were together for 6 years.
Well they had to keep it they couldn't be in public because of her divorce agreement with Cruz, which all she asked for was no Scientology for Suri. And he said, then you have no public relationships for 5 years. You cannot be seen in public. And, of course, they were photographed many times trying to hide.
But, didn't I mean, want people to know weird... that big thing was inside that? Is that what it is, X?
I know. Well,
how childish.
They were buddies. They probably aren't friends anymore. Maybe they can
were
be
in that
friends
movie.
Again.
Well,
yeah, when he was the
I
cab driver.
That movie. Was it Collateral?
It was kind of interesting.
Collateral?
Yeah. Actor, comedian, seen holding hands with the model, aspiring singer, Cela Vave. Oh, Cela Vave.
Never heard of her.
Cela Vave. As he left the Betsy Bellows Club in Los Angeles. And
what?
Headed towards his car. Can we look up Cela Vave?
I don't even know
she's
what letters
be smoking
you're
hot.
Saying.
S-E-L-A. Last name, V-A-V-E.
Vave.
Vave.
Yeah, she's cute.
Vave.
Very sexy. Very nice.
About 20 years old.
He has a type. Doesn't he?
It kind of does.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah, that's it. That kind of covers it. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
I like Katie Holmes, too, but I...
Katie Holmes looks great. I saw a picture of her.
She looks pretty, huh?
Excuse me.
Oh,
that was Trudy.
Trudy.
Wow. Well
oh,
done.
Trudy. Nice.
Oh, well done.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. Goodness.
You jealous of Brandon?
Here you go, Drew. Let's
see if you can't lead me about it. An age from where the zipper ends around under my... back of my bunghole.
That was just your LBJ impersonation, Trudy. You nailed it. You sounded
oh
just
God.
Like LBJ.
I love that LBJ.
It really is the best presidential audio.
It totally is.
Pregnant Ashley Graham shows off stretch marks in nude selfie.
Cool.
Oh,
I saw that. I was like, why would anyone put that out?
Hey, you're body shaming her.
I know.
So body shamer.
Then why don't we have 90-year-olds just post nude pictures of themselves since we're trying to look at pictures of people that look bad?
I'm in between sizes.
This is what's funny. Nobody's telling her she can't post it, but you can't tell us we have to like it.
No,
that's what I never understood
then,
about
no,
that.
No, and then people get mad when they go, oh, my God, she looks gross.
Yeah.
People get angry.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising.
That was a supporter he was talking about. He thought it was a protester.
And the supporter loves it, too.
Yeah, he loves him.
Oh, wow.
And he left him a mess of voicemail, I guess, and he didn't apologize. He thanked him for his support.
He doesn't want the apology.
Maybe he's concerned about his health.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Barry Manilow fighting horribly with hubby manager yes. amid Broadway flop.
Very sad.
Wow. Page Six has learned legendary crooner Barry Manilow and his husband, manager Gary Keefe, are fighting horribly because the Broadway run has gone awry.
Oh, no.
See if you remember this one.
Trail began because Manilow wanted to run to be short, similar to Morrissey's 10-day blitz, which made $1.9 million. But we're told Keefe, who married the Could It Be Magic crooner? Could It Be Magic crooner?
Is that what you think of when you think of Manilow?
No, I think of Weekend in New England or Mandy. Mandy! Oh, there we go. 39
what song
years.
Did they
Copa
say?
Cabana.
Copa Cabana.
How do they describe him again?
The Could It Be Magic singer. There we go. 30...
How could you put such a piece of garbage in your act?
In your
they
ass.
Were together 39 years before they got married. Pushed through a months-long residency similar to Bruce Springsteen's Stretch. It's struggling to sell tickets, and the Copacabana Star is facing an ocean of empty seats. an ocean of empty seats. Yikes.
Yeah, not a river, not a lagoon, not a bay, not a lake.
An ocean. Richard Morgan wrote in July that while opening night at a Saturday show, early in the run was nearly sold out. About half the seats for the next 3 weeks are still empty. If he weren't his husband, Barry would have fired Gary by now. The disasters come between them personally since they arrived in New York for the stand. Baza and Gaza have been fighting almost daily, including some backstage blow-ups at the Lunt Fontaine.
Oh, man. Well, I hear he's a really tough manager on his husband, too.
Yeah, he is.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
Well, isn't that your job? You're the husband/manager.
Manilow could end up losing money on the run, while his husband could end up making money on it.
What does it matter? They're married.
Keefe takes a salary as executive producer, while Manilow gets the gate but is on the hook for the cost of the production. It's terrible. Barry's up there at 76 years of age, and Gary's sitting in the back of the theater eating bonbons.
Bonbons? Oh.
Eating bonbons, what an old reference.
He looks kind of heavy. Could it be magic?
Is she singing that to him? By the way, can you get bonbons anymore at the store? I haven't seen
bonbons. No, because Barry Manilow's husband took them all.
A man who sucker punched Andy Dick claims comedian grabbed his genitals in court docs. Should we try Andy Dick?
We could. He hasn't been picking up the phone lately.
I know, but it's been,
I hope he's okay.
Been probably a week.
No. I could definitely see Andy doing that, grabbing somebody's junk.
Oh, yeah.
If somebody grabbed my junk randomly, I might punch him in the face. So I can, I don't know.
Except, though.
Well, he grabbed his junk
backstage.
Allegedly, like an hour before that.
Yeah, the guy couldn't calm down over an hour. I mean, in other words, he liked it when it happened.
All right. Maybe the guy is bisexual, and he was bi-curious, but he's embarrassed about it. So he had to punch Andy Dick.
What an hour that of struggle that guy went through in his head.
To kill the bisexual within?
Why didn't he just think?
It's real. It's real.
Go the Ed Smart route.
I don't know. I
wasn't out of the closet.
Not a fan of sucker punching.
Well, I'm not a fan of getting your junk grabbed either.
No.
Unexpectedly.
But of course, you know, even if Andy didn't grab his junk, you could say he grabbed your junk and people would believe it.
Yeah.
Problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm believing.
Being Andy these days.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the wild world of Andy Dick. Leave a message with your phone number and I'll call you back. And I do not pick up calls from blocked callers. Excuse me, what was that? Oh, there's an Amber Alert because I'm getting hijacked. Or you're just coughing. What are you doing? You're really, I'm recording a greeting. Leave a message, name and number. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, no, I
when you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Andy, I feel like we bought a cameo.
It was great. Look at outgoing message.
It's Detroit, the Drew and Mike Show calling. We haven't talked to you since you got sucker punched, and man, we saw that, and everybody was worried all hell. But it sounds like you're back on your feet because you got a new message.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's great.
Call us when you can.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I hope you're all right.
We'll Andy!
See ya!
Andy.
I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah. Hey, here's a there's a lot of weird stories. I guess I should read the Miley Cyrus story because it's such a big story.
So sad.
And so romantic.
In Touch magazine says that the story went kind of as we viewed it in real time, where you know their split was announced, and literally within hours she's making out with Brody Jenner's ex, and just hours before the split. A bikini-clad Miley was photographed at the Lake Cuomo kissing a woman, newly single Caitlin Carter.
I love lesbians.
In Touch can confirm Miley and Caitlin are a couple.
Nice.
And that Miley dumped Liam for her. Miley made the decision she felt was right. The marriage was suffering.
Scissor me timbers.
He always knew Miley liked women too, and an open marriage was on the table when they got married. She felt betrayed because he didn't want an open marriage.
I felt he wanted kids.
He did.
Yeah. And, recently, and the environment's so bad, so.
She recently made a comment that Liam probably wants her to get fat and stay home and not work. Meanwhile, she is skinnier than ever.
Oh, my God. She's such an egomaniac.
I know. She also made a comment about people thinking she is boring now that she's married.
Oh, that's what it's all about then.
God.
She's more concerned about her career than Liam. She's selfish like that. She probably thinks she was at her peak when she was edgy, and Liam is making her boring.
Oh, God.
Liam was devastated.
Are you a fucking expert?
Liam was devastated when Miley told him it was over, and after calling her father Billy Ray in a fury, he retreated to his native Australia to be with his brother, Thor actor Chris Hemsworth. Miley, meanwhile, acted like she didn't have a care in the world as she and Caitlin shamelessly cavorted across Europe. They didn't just drive across Europe or fly across Europe. Or they cavorted. Not only making out, but posting sexy swimsuit snapshots and videos of themselves dancing and singing.
Provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your pussy from behind.
That's pretty much what he said.
Except for the fake boobs. So yeah.
The day after the breakup announcement, Miley also shared a pointed post that included sentiments like, don't fight evolution because you'll never win.
Oh, she's so deep.
Change is inevitable. Liam, a source close to the actor, said, is stunned by her behavior in Italy. His family cannot believe Miley is flaunting this for the whole world to see. They think she's a disgrace. Tensions have been building for months, a source told the magazine, that Liam's long been annoyed by her lust for attention and wild antics in public, and he never has liked it when she shares intimate details about their romance in interviews. Miley, who identifies as pansexual, unapologetically confessed to Elle that she was still turned on by people outside her marriage. I'm in a hetero relationship, but I'm very sexually attracted to women. People become vegetarian for health reasons, but bacon is still fucking good, and I know that.
Oh, nice equating it to
trash.
I know. If and when to start a family, it also become an issue. Liam wanted babies. Miley didn't. Liam told GQ Australia, kids were in the cards one day, equipped he wanted 10, 15, maybe 20 with the singer, who just weeks earlier told Elle she did not want to reproduce because she knows the earth can't handle it.
You need a fucking kick up the ass.
Caitlin clinched the split. Liam and Brody have been friends for years, and that's how Miley met Caitlin. She knew Miley likes women, so when her marriage was falling apart, she'd turn up the charm. Miley would light up when she was with Caitlin. One thing led to another. She asked Caitlin to join her on the trip and paid for it. Mm. In the weeks leading up to their Italian getaway, Miley and Caitlin were spending lots and lots of time together. Everyone suspected.
It's like to see you play a concert sometime.
everyone suspected they were hooking up.
I guess there's one positive thing from Mel.
Yeah.
Everything about you stinks.
Literally, everything about her stinks.
Miley also raised eyebrows this summer when she shared some loaded lyrics to the song Never Be Me.
Ooh, have you heard that?
Of her upcoming 7th studio album. If you're looking for faithful, that'll never be me. If you're looking for stable, that'll never be me. If you're looking for someone that'll be all that you need, that's never going to be me. Liam had to find that out the hard way, adding that this divorce could get very interesting because Miley is worth something like $250 million. Liam doesn't come close to that, although Liam allegedly wants nothing from Miley.
Oh, well, he wants one thing, his official statement.
Crawl back, suck my cock, and say you're sorry in that order.
Huh. In that order.
Well, either way, I'm looking forward to the future wedding of Miley Cyrus, her next wedding.
I want to be clear. This is not a gay wedding, because now we're living in a world in which men and women don't exist, which means gay doesn't either. So this is just a regular wedding, but it's still special because it's the hottest type of regular wedding with two smoking hot people about to make a very public display of affection. I feel like Bill Clinton right now, a simple man between two legendary Bushes, one of them a little older. Now, at a certain point, I'm going to ask these two ladies to kiss. A display that once would have been considered too hot for TV. And heck, I'll admit, I was part of the problem. But now I just watch how far we've come. What a glorious couple. What they lack in interconnecting parts, they make up for in love. As they scissor through the chains of ignorance. Strap on, it's gonna be a wild ride.
What the hell is Will Forte, man?
I don't know.
He's saving up more of those.
Where is he?
The Enquirer's reporting that sketches exclusively secured from an autopsy report of Noreen Kidd. She was married to William Shatner before she drowned And
the blue wife?
Yeah, the blue wife that was in his pool. We have the 911 call. They said she had extensive injuries to her head, face, and legs, as well as her back. And the coroner also found she was intoxicated at Valium in her system before drowning. But they said her wounds are disturbing, including multiple recent appearing deep hemorrhages in her scalp.
Oh.
We have the rest of the call? Is it 64, 75, Berry Drive,
or 36,
74?
74.
Or 72.
Berry
Drive.
Wow. Oh, my God. 36, 74, Berry Drive.
Okay, what's your problem?
My boat wife's at the bottom of the pool.
Okay, did you get her out of the pool yet, sir?
No, not yet.
Okay, I want you to take her out of the pool right now, sir.
I've got to take her. She's at the very deep end.
Okay, sir. If you can, grab somebody to get her out of the pool.
Sir.
Sir.
Yes.
We're on the way. Get your wife out of the pool.
But
don't hang up the phone. Hello?
Man, Shatner's just determined to do his own. He's determined to do his own thing, even though he can't do a damn thing.
And then the guy's, we're on our way.
Thank you! It does sound like he's saying, my blue wife is at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
My blue wife's at the bottom of the pool.
Kim Kardashian wants Kanye to get breast reduction surgery. Kylie Jenner's going to buy her own island, just
okay,
like
cool.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Great, good. And don't ever come back. Stay there.
Go there.
Let's see. Yeah.
And she's going to call it Whore Island.
Whore Island.
Just a thought.
Bill Cosby and Camille are going to renew their vows in prison.
Ah, cool.
Jada Pinkett and Will Smith are allegedly separated.
That is a story that has been around for a decade.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's bizarre. No,
they're not together.
They're not exciting, though, either. So
remember the dude?
Matter.
Boring couple.
Remember the dude that Kathy Lee was grinding on?
Yeah, we called him.
The real estate guy? Yeah, why don't we give him a holler?
What's up with him?
He's been divorced twice, and apparently his ex-wives are very bitter.
Ooh, does it say, warning Kathy Lee?
Yes, they're trying to warn Kathy Lee. And also, Hoda Kotb is warning Kathy Lee that she might be drinking too much, so go easy on the bottle.
Okay, kettle. Kettle and pot.
Hoda gave up drinking when she became a mom, and apparently she's become very judgmental since then.
She's the Aerosmith of
yes,
TV news people.
No one she's gotten all she needs to drink, so now no one else can drink either.
She's been off that show for months, though.
Has she? I don't know. No one watches it.
Well, she's got kids. She doesn't care any about her show anymore. She wants to be paid.
You know what? Maybe I should adopt a kid, then I could take like 3 months off.
Oh, do it.
Well, yeah, get maternity.
Joe, you ready for a brother or sister?
Need a little brother or sister?
He's into it.
Cool.
Olivia Newton-John is cooked, according to the National Enquirer. Cooked. It's over.
It really says cooked?
It doesn't use the word cooked.
Oh.
But it says she's, well, actually says she's making the most of the time left. So, wish her well. And then this Celine Dion is being...
Oh, she's weird looking now.
She is being corrupted by her younger boyfriend, who everyone thinks is gay.
Yeah.
Which is weird. It's almost like a Martha Ray thing, but they're closer in age. Remember that Mark Harris guy? That was the weirdest thing.
Oh, my God.
Martha Ray. Worried pals of hard-partying Celine Dion are begging her to ditch her boy toy. Pepe Munoz, Celine's BFF backup dancer.
Isn't that a great name?
BFF and her boyfriend?
Isn't that a great name for a boy toy?
Pepe Munoz? Yeah, it's pretty good. He's been at her side every step of the way through the singer's partying and extreme dieting. Insiders are saying he's the bad influence behind her wild ways. She's 51.
Yeah,
she really can't decide for herself.
Let me see a picture of her. Too skinny.
She looks terrible. She looks way too thin. I know. And she's got this like really low-cut top on, which only reveals that there's no boobs at all.
Whatever your image
very
is
bony.
Of Celine Dion, think of that with 30 pounds less, and that's what she looks like.
Oh, my
Yeesh.
God.
Yeah.
Celine and the 35-year-old Pepe have been virtually inseparable the last 2 years since the death of Rene. Angelil.
Rene, why doesn't she lean on her cool-looking son?
Wait a second. Despite Pepe's open admission that he's gay, friends say Celine is completely devoted to him and ought to think twice. What? She's totally latched onto Pepe, and that's worrying to her friends. She's changed so much. A lot of her pals and her son, Rene Charles, are deeply disturbed by how much hold he has over her. Her friends are begging her to let this guy go, but she won't listen.
Wow.
I thought he was her boyfriend. No, he's just her BFF. He's not her boyfriend. He's her BFF.
He's like a beard, or whatever a lesbian beard is. A merkin?
Angelina.
Just look at your boyfriend and say,
you and I both know this is weird. Close your eyes and do it and get it over with and hope for the best.
Angelina Jolie, you know, her brood of brats.
Yes, Maddox is going to college.
They're all angry because Angelina is trying to teach them values and make them wear hand-me-down clothes. And they're like, look, we're going to these fancy schmancy high schools. All the kids have designer clothes, so get off it, Mom. Get us better clothes.
A little too late.
Multimillionaire also feeds them on cheap TV dinners, canned soup, and frozen hot dog. Oh, she sounds cheap as hell.
You 90210 piece of crap.
But now that they're rubbing shoulders and have credits, because Maddox is a producer, right?
That's right, yeah, executive producer.
Of her movie. But now they're hanging around other showbiz kids. The kids are rebelling. They're hanging out with celeb friends like Millie Bobby Brown, who's dressed head to toe in designer garb.
How old is this kid?
Whoa.
And then they point out that Angelina's been called a cheapskate by many people. And also that she keeps suing Brad Pitt, demanding more money. And Brad's given her a ton of money.
Wait, they got divorced in California. There's no going back in and trying to retap that.
They were in court for so long because she was insisting that he wasn't paying child support. And he said, I loaned her $8 million and he'd given her a ton of money. Scott Disick. Did you hear about his new show?
No.
Flip It Like Disick?
Oh, oh, I've seen
it,
yeah.
It's about flipping houses. But the word is that he's never, ever flipped a house. Ever.
What?
He's never flipped a house. That apparently they liked the name of the show and just decided that, well, Flip It Like Disick. People will watch it just because it's called Flip It With Disick.
Come on, your house sucks.
That's awesome.
And they've hired all these people to do all the work, basically, and he just pretends that he's interested.
Yeah.
And it'll be a hit.
Probably will be. Johnny Depp, did you know he met this dancer in Russia doing a show with the band with Joe Perry, the Hollywood Vampires?
Yeah. Oh.
And this chick, her name is Polina Glenn. She's 27. She's super hot.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Oh, my God. Is she hot? He moved her in to California, moved her into his place. Mm. And that was like 3 months ago. And she's like, I'm out of here. You're nuts. I don't care who you are. I am out of here.
Because he was always at the TV cranked up to 99.
I'm out of here. You're nuts.
And he spends hours tuning his guitar and then plays like half a verse of an Oasis song after saying Oasis sucks.
I forgot about that.
That story was so bizarre.
Such a great story.
So, yeah, she would move into his place. She had nothing either. She's like, I have nothing. I'm a total zero in Russia. Russia sucks, but this is worse. I got to get out of here.
Russia's better than living with Johnny Depp.
And he's claiming that, she's got all kinds of projects going on, so that's what she's been. But no, the fact is, she's dumped him. She is gone.
Yeah, her comment
I'm
was,
so happy,
I'm worthless.
But I'm still out of here.
I'm not work material.
And I'm still out of here.
Jason Statham.
Ooh, what?
Says his marriage is on the rocks to Kelly Brook, the British model.
She's hot.
He's hot or she's hot?
She's hot.
Yeah, she.
You're the one with the skinny dingling?
She hates his guts.
Oh, yeah. He seems hateable.
Asked about him, the beauty put her fingers to her head like a gun and pretended to blow her brains out. I think she didn't have a real, whatchamacallit? A prop gun. Yeah, she'd be dead.
Oh, yeah, prop guns are dangerous.
Meanwhile, his exes, Alex Zossman and Aussie Sophie Monk, are also saying that he's not a very nice person to be with. Even Victoria's Secret stunner Rose Huntington Whiteley, 32, mom of his 2-year-old son, dumped the hunk 3 years into their relationship. Hmm. When it comes to relationships, it's his way or the highway. It's no surprise his ex flames can't stand him. He's a type A and a neat freak. Drives them crazy with his neat ways. Aren't neat freak men awful?
Yes.
What is that? What is that?
Well, they want to control everything, right?
Yeah, it's a control thing.
Well, here's a neat freak guy.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Oh, that's Jason Statham.
This picture of Lena Dunham kissing Brad Pitt, who looks so not into it. She's trying to kiss him on the lips.
The next picture, him throwing up.
It would be, if there was a next picture, it would be of him throwing up.
You see DiCaprio's face in that picture? He's just like, I can't see this.
He does. He's looking down at the ground.
Here's DiCaprio.
That smells awful. Now I'm going to throw up.
Russell Crowe is not losing the weight he gained for that movie.
Wait, I thought he wore a fat suit.
Flabby Russell's costumes ain't padded, it says.
What?
And there he is on a bike. He looks huge.
Oh, my God.
Look how huge he looks. He's gigantic.
He looks like an overinflated balloon.
And they say that he's gained weight for roles before, but maybe at his age he can't lose it this time, so he's stuck fat.
Oh, a bummer.
Making movies, making songs, and fighting around the world.
Then the other, that's the upfront and personal section. They've got plump pop star Britney Spears chows down an ice cream during a trip to Disney. And look, she looks kind of plump.
Oh,
a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that story about her going to Target was everywhere last week?
Super dumpy.
She went to Target 80 times last year. Who cares?
Big Daddy Elton John, he's looking pretty huge, too.
Oh, yeah.
With that outfit, either.
He's been portly for a while.
Yeah, and he really looks gigantic.
What's with it? Who dresses?
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising.
I don't know why he wears that outfit.
He's got my God.
Matching shorts and top.
Yeah.
And it's
and
got
the orange
this weird,
shoes.
This weird orange design in the back, and it's all blue in the front. It looks like it's a uniform for something, but I don't know what that would be.
Wow. What a little bitch.
And then, let's see, foul mood, craggy-faced Leanne Rimes looks like one angry song where she is. She's making this bitchy face. She's pissed at somebody.
She's
probably one of her exes.
She's angry.
And that's the tabloids. I got two extra ones, too, I got to read after the show. I mean, they are chocked full of stuff.
There's a really long shot that this might be Will Forte's number. Do you want to call
him? Will Forte? This is not going to be Will Forte.
I don't
Forte.
Know.
There's no way.
5 months ago.
If we can't get whoever we couldn't get earlier. Bobby
know,
Trendy.
No, it might
top
be
or
Bobby.
The bottom one?
Well, both. But do the bottom one first. I think it's him. All I'm right. going to go out on a limb.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that it will not be
what?
Him.
What?
Where's I'd love it to be, but it's just not,
my
not gonna
man.
Be him.
Oh, please, please be him. That would be so cool. Just to find out what he's doing with us. You know, what he's doing now.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging
system.
I'm
so excited about
well,
it.
3-1.
Nope. We'll leave a message.
Nice job! None of you!
4 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording,
all
you
right.
may hang up or press
jeez.
1 for more options.
Stop telling me what to do. Will Forte, we know that's you. We were just sitting here talking on the Drew and Mike show about where is Will Forte? What is he doing? We miss you. And I said, there's no way this is your phone number.
He
and Mark
is no longer with us.
Insists it could be. So,
and we want to play all our Will Forte drops back.
Go
to you.
Blacks!
Yeah,
you want me to change? Fuck you!
Please call us back, Will. Thank you. He'll never call.
Well, guess what?
It's not him anyway.
There's another number that might be him.
But one man's too much information is another man's too little information. TLI. And one other man's JEI. Just enough information.
Oh, my God. Is he writing most of his
myself.
Material?
I masturbate, and I wipe my butt almost every day with these guys.
Because
I'm sorry.
His lines are so distinctive.
He's the best.
They really
yeller.
Are.
He's got to write them.
He's the best angry voice.
Little baby, don't say a word. Mama's gonna buy you Mockingbird.
Oh, why is he not picking up?
Because it's not his phone.
No, he just might be busy.
You should have known my schedule. You should have checked for rescheduling.
See, he's just gonna ring and ring. He doesn't even have an outgoing message because it's his number. Right?
Call 911.
Sure.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
Damn it. I swear that's him.
You want to go?
Have you guys seen the Eddie Murphy trailer?
I have not, no.
It's for good. Dolomite is My Name.
I did see it.
Looks kind of. What did you think, Brandon?
Well, I did not see the original Dolomite movie. I don't know
I
much
either.
About that guy. However, I'm interested in seeing it. It's got a great cast from what I could see
oh,
from
yeah.
the trailer. The thing was, though, unfortunately, the trailer that I saw was like 5 minutes long. I felt like ugh. I saw the whole movie.
Oh, I didn't see the trailer that was that long.
Is he
I saw
playing,
a shorter one.
Is he playing other characters?
No.
Is there like a Restitia or a Norbit? Or, okay.
Because they've got Wesley Snipes and they got David Alan Greer, I think. I mean, it's all kinds of people in the movie.
Yeah, the Netflix trailer that's out is it's over 3 minutes long, and it just seems like you kind of get everything out of the movie.
I'm just kind of pumped that he's doing a lot of stuff now, because Coming to America 2
oh,
is coming.
Wait.
He's doing did Coffee and Cars with Seinfeld, and Best of all, the Netflix stand-up special, if that's happening, I mean, I'm going to be geeked.
They also put out a new trailer, and there's not much to it, for Dave Chappelle's new stand-up. So he's got another one coming.
Yeah.
Netflix.
He's working hard. He took all that time off, and now he's just like,
yeah,
act like crazy.
Yeah, now he's got a deal he likes.
How long on the boner line, Brandon?
I don't have a boner line.
You don't have a boner line?
I had a boner line yesterday.
Oh, man.
What, there can't be a boner line 2 days in a row?
Nice job! None of you!
I thought there were 400 calls.
Yeah, there were. They,
yeah,
those
one.
Little damn boner lines, those 4 or 5 minute boner lines, take me a really, really long time to
put together. Well, they have to have retorts. Each one has it's skillfully crafted.
I have to go through. Well, I have to go through every call. I have to cut them out.
Have
I have to
go through
them.
Every call. You can just, you know.
Well, I'd like to. I don't want people calling the boner line and no one's listening to it.
Oh.
Defeats the purpose.
I think you're taking the boner line too seriously.
Oh,
I would
like
love
it.
To pass the boner line responsibilities on
not
to
it.
Somebody. Rudy?
Not it. No, because you do a great job.
We can't take it away from you when you've taken ownership of it.
I do not have a boner line. I might not have one till Thursday.
Not to mention the excessive
hot...
This survey didn't surprise me, and I feel like this is just the way it's going to be. You know, a lot of these things you want to go, what the hell's going on? But 8 in 10 people surveyed, and it was a pretty big survey. I mean, it wasn't the biggest survey I've ever seen, but it was pretty significant. 8 in 10 people have cried at work. 8 out of 10.
What?
Nobody used to cry at work. Nobody used to cry on TV. Ah! It was basically, you know, your mom died and you'd cry, or your wife was killed in a plane crash, or your husband and kids were burned up in a house and you'd cry. And anything else you didn't cry about, because you just kind of sucked it up because you were, you know, around a lot of people or whatever.
So
and now it seems that people like people crying. In fact, they talked to people about it in the story, and they were like, I think it's really authentic when someone cries at work.
Authentic, that's the NXIVM word.
And,
or journey, you know, maybe it's part of
I don't mind if people, you know, if they're feeling raw, they should cry. And it's like, I don't want a lot of people crying around me at work.
I worked with somebody who cried 3 times in 3 months.
What?
At work.
About work stuff?
I was...
Kind of, I thought, to get her away. I thought... I don't know. It's just me. But
I think a lot people that cry all the time, isn't there manipulation going on there? Reaction.
I believe it.
When someone cries, you can't do anything. But go, oh my God, what do we have to do to make you stop crying?
Exactly.
If it goes about them. There's
because it makes you feel.
I want this. This isn't
okay. Done. And you're gonna stop crying, right?
Because it makes you feel so uncomfortable when they're crying.
Now, I did, as I was thinking about the story, I was thinking, well, it does seem that, you know, 50% of the people at work are women, and a lot of...
Bullshit, I never cried at work.
I know you didn't cry at work, but a lot of people do. A lot of women cry at work at one point or another, don't they?
Well, the entire time we were at the last radio station, I saw only one person... Nope, I saw 2 people cry, and they were both women.
Oh, who?
I'm not going to say.
You write down.
Write down.
46% said their boss or coworker made them cry.
Really?
19% said personal issues made them cry. Now that, you know, if something that's terrible different. Happens, you know, and you're at work, I understand that.
Those are the two I would have guessed, by the way.
Let's see.
Yeah.
What? The top one cried?
Yeah. Oh my. Yeah, a couple times.
A lot of times, actually.
Man up! Stop crying.
Yeah. I don't know why. Yeah. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Because of this?
I don't know what I'm doing and everybody hates.
The opposite of that.
15% cried at work because of their workload, and 13% said
they... Workload?
I know.
Oh, God.
13% said they cried because of bullying.
Man, you got to hold it together. If you can't hold it together at work,
how much
you can
bullying?
Hold nothing,
I mean,
together.
I would think there was nothing but bullying going on all the time.
Yeah.
Some, I mean, bullying, that word is used so loosely now.
Here's a guy that cried at work.
The worst part, truly, is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see them again.
That's like a sort of... But it was his job to cry. It's part of his
You're
job.
Right. You're right. That's where it gets tricky. Yeah.
Have you seen the... has anyone seen the... Let's replace here. Oh, the Patrick Swayze documentary.
No.
Looks pretty
it was
good.
Out last night. Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was surprised that I hung with it as long as I did. I didn't really have time to watch the whole thing, but
what's it called? Crazy like Swayze?
No, I think it's I am Patrick Swayze.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Does it focus on his ballet?
Shouldn't it be I was?
It does. Yeah, it should be I was. I was thinking the same. I was really hung up on that for a while. I was like, I am Patrick Swayze. That sounds weird because he's dead. Not saying anything. And it wasn't all in the first person either. It wasn't him talking about, you know, I. It was mostly his wife and people that worked with him. But it was pretty good. Tom Cruise wasn't on there, though. You know, they were talking about The Outsiders.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a couple of people from The Outsiders. That was a big movie. That was Cruise and Lowe and Estevez and Matt Dillon and Ralph Macchio.
Oh.
And I forgot Francis Ford Coppola. That was his movie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Jump Francis.
Yeah, and Leif Garrett was in it.
Was Leif Garrett in that?
Yeah, he was like the bad what? Guy of the other
really?
Movie. Yeah, Bob.
Did he get bullied?
I think he got his ass kicked by...
Was Roland Winkler in it?
He got his ass kicked by one of the greasers or whatever they call themselves.
Oh. Roland Winkler, RIP, by the way.
That's right.
Anyway, then they got into Dirty Dancing, of course, and... Jennifer Grey was in. She looked really good, by the way.
Yeah, she got plastic surgery.
Yeah, she got a ton of surgery.
Yeah, no, a lot of people were criticizing her for getting her nose done because she had a goofy nose and it was her trademark. But I just thought she looked great. And you know who else was on there? They were talking about Ghost. So Demi Moore, of course, who I hadn't seen in a million years.
Uh-huh. How's she look?
Look really good.
She's kind of crazy, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she's a little nuts. But she was going on and on about how the pottery scene was so erotic. And I remember people saying, like, that doesn't look... I don't want to do that.
No.
I wouldn't be excited at all.
It looked dirty.
Yeah.
In a bad way, yeah.
Does anyone understand why the pottery scene was so erotic?
Because they both had their hands around a phallus.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like...
A slippery, wet thing.
My theory is that pottery scene, it's like Hamilton. Like, they told us it was erotic, and so people repeated it because they didn't want to argue with it.
Yeah.
Demi Moore was real hot then, though.
She was, I agree. But she could have been hot, you know, shooting baskets. You could have been teaching her to golf and it would have been hot.
Yeah. It could have been him beating off and then the ghost there, her face or something.
Why? What was the premise for her doing pottery anyway when he was dead? Like,
well, that was her job, right? In that movie, didn't she make that shit for a living? I can't remember. I haven't seen Ghost in a while, but then, you know, he dies in the beginning. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
just remember!
I thought it was him or she was dead. I can't remember.
No, and so before he died, they had that romantic pottery goop stuff all over.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was...
Yeah, okay. And then Whoopi Goldberg becomes Patrick Swayze, and they make out. Demi Moore and Whoopi Goldberg make
hot.
Out.
Nice.
I remember seeing it and thinking, he's pretty dumb, and then finding out, of course, that everyone loved it. It was huge. But she kept going on about how that role that Patrick and I both had to be so vulnerable, and that's what made it work. I was like,
shut up about being
vulnerable. You're an actress, and that's your job. You don't have to be vulnerable because it's not you.
Dumb.
But yeah, it was okay. I don't know. I found that
just remember
they needed to get more. It was too nicey nice. I thought any. Kind of documentary that's just too nice and doesn't give you any meat to chew on.
Did he not have a like an evil side or anything?
No, not really. I guess his mother was really abusive to him, and his father, who he was super close to, died really young.
Wow.
When he was 30 or so, and he was terribly upset by that.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, he sounds like a good guy, though. Yeah. I mean, generally. And I was surprised how many movies. I mean, he was in a lot of movies that a lot of people saw. I don't know what this. Yeah. Box office numbers were. They had to be pretty good.
Point Break, Roadhouse.
Oh, great movies.
Hell yeah. They were great.
Okay, what's this survey? Who do Detroit sports fans despise the most?
They're banking on the success of the last bracket.
Well, sports is one of the few things in life that can bring everyone together. In this case, we're uniting against those athletes we loved to hate. A new bracket on clickondetroit.com to find out which athletes Detroit sports fans despise the most. And we've divided this into four regionals by the major sports. Let's start with baseball and the Tigers. Tough to find a solid number one seed here, but we went with Big Poppy, David Ortiz. Of course, he had that.
This is the flaw, though, is that
done.
I like both those guys. So it's really like
I love Kirby Puckett.
who dominated against our local teams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you despise either Ortiz or Kirby Puckett?
No, I don't despise
him. Ortiz only really had the one big grand slam. I mean, maybe a couple other hits, but the big grand slam was the one that destroyed us.
The end of the Tigers, yeah.
Should that be a number one seed when Paul Konerko and Adam Dunn were destroying the Tigers year after year after year?
Slam that crushed our last title shot, but don't sleep on the sixth seed Kirby Puckett. If you remember, he was a menace to those 80s Tigers teams. All right, let's hit to the big bracket here. The Red Wings and the NHL. And the tournament's overall number one seed by a mile here. Heavy favorite to win it all.
Beatles beat Zeppelin in the finals, by the way.
But hiding amongst those ads at the 3 seed. Look out, Chris Pronger. We didn't like him either. Two faces we also hated in the NFL.
Brett Favre,
number one seed here. He simply had the Lions number every single game, but there's that Emmett Smith and all that talk. He always thought he was better than Barry Sanders.
Sounds like Channel 4 trying to get some clicks to me.
And to the NBA, a lot to hate here, starting with Michael Jordan, Karen. That's right. Of course, a lot of Celtics here, too. But how could you forget about Ron Artest? Malice at the Palace. We know. A lot of hatred there. It's time to go vote now. First round matchup.
They should have the guy that threw the cup in the bracket.
John Green. Ron Artest versus John Green.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't...
No, there should be one and two seeds on the opposite side of the bracket.
All right, I'm going to already make my prediction. Claw the Mew wins.
Yeah. Probably against Ron Artest. I'm surprised Artest is only a three.
I think Claude Lemieux's an easy winner, I would think.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brett Favre's a one seed? David Ortiz a one seed?
It should almost be the most despised Detroit athletes of all time.
Is Brady in it?
Yeah. Brady never really beat the Lions that bad.
How could anybody hate him?
Yeah, but people hate him anyway.
You know, it should be on there. People like Urban Meyer. Shouldn't Urban Meyer be on there?
Well, they don't have college football in here.
Yeah, they just have
college sports. I think you could do something interesting because Christian Laettner. One hates Christian Laettner.
Chris Weber.
In baseball, it's Ortiz, A.J. Pierzynski, Pablo Sandoval, George Bell.
I love George Bell.
Nelson Cruz, Kirby.
George Bell, really?
Kirby Puckett, Jared Weaver.
Didn't George Bell win the MVP?
Yeah.
Over Tram?
Yes.
So that's why.
Although we won the division that year, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Tram winning probably the last three games.
The seventh seed is...
Roger Clemens!
In basketball, it's Michael Jordan, Karl Malone.
Love the mailman.
Scottie Pippen, Robert Parrish, Ron Artest, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, and LeBron James. And then over in the Red Wings, it's Claude Lemieux, Darian Hatcher. Hatcher was a wing. Sidney Crosby, Ty Domi, Chris Pronger, Adam Foote, Patrick Waugh, Keith Tkachuk.
Darian Hatcher, that didn't work out so well.
And then finally in the Lion, with the football bracket, it's Brett Favre, Jim McMahon, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Allen, Sterling Sharp, Julius Peppers, Emmett Smith, and Adrian Peterson.
Julius Peppers? Why is Julius Peppers?
I don't know.
Because he had a couple years when he played for the Bears, but...
Were they that good against us? I mean, did I don't know.
Whatever.
I hope they get some clicks. The preseason college football poll, AP is out, and Clemson is number one.
Shocker.
Alabama is number two.
Shocker.
Georgia number three. Oklahoma, followed by Ohio State. LSU. Michigan is seventh. Florida, eight. Notre Dame, nine. Texas, Oregon. Texas A&M, Washington, Utah, Penn State at 15, Auburn, UCF at 17, Michigan State at 18, Wisconsin 19, and Iowa 20.
Wow.
Iowa State 21, Syracuse 22, Washington State, Nebraska, after that horrible year they had, they're 24th.
That's How about that?
I'm kind of surprised by that.
Well, everybody's coming back, right? Second year under
Frost. I guess so. And 25th is Stanford. I just didn't feel like they proved anything last year.
This poll means nothing.
And by the way, you know, I was looking
preseason polls.
I was looking at all the iTunes charts.
Yes.
You know, because I was looking at strategizing our show. Not really. I was just curious to see, you know, who's doing well, who isn't doing so well. And I started going on the sports charts because I was looking for No Filter and all those Michigan football podcasts, of which there are a zillion, more than any other team. I'm not joking. There's so many Michigan podcasts, and a lot of them do fairly well. Anyway,
all great.
The top sports podcasts, if you look at the top 20, most of them are fantasy football.
Oh yeah,
which made me laugh. But hey, people love it. And then today,
I've loved sports all of my life.
What's wrong with fantasy football?
Nothing. No, I'm just saying it's just funny that
you're playing it, Mark.
Here are these people talking about real sports and real things, and yet fantasy football is the top podcasting thing in the sports world.
Fantasy football is something that you can play to defeat other people.
Brandon, you do not. That roster is not yours. You can't beat your players.
It is too.
You can't gather them together in a locker room.
When Malik Smith pisses me off, I bench his ass.
You can't get them psyched up for a game.
I drafted him. That's my team.
How much are you paying him?
Well, do you want me to read the top 20 fantasy draft picks, according to this ESPN story?
For NFL?
NFL?
No, I'd rather hear it from Juice.
I can probably name him.
I'd rather hear it from OJ. Yeah,
Juice's top pick is not, I don't think he's even in the top 20, is he?
Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara.
You got it.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
Michael Thomas. The dude over in Green Bay.
David Johnson is 7. Okay, Le'Veon Bell is 8. Davante Adams is 9. Mm-hmm. Jones is 10 from Atlanta.
Julio.
Beckham from Cleveland, 11. Tyreek Hill at 12. Boy, he's come from being almost, out of the game.
He was the number one wide receiver in fantasy last year.
Yeah, it turns out he only threatened his wife, and they don't think he beat up his son.
To be my own fantasy man.
Juju Smith-Schuster, 13. Gurley's 14. Travis
Kelsey's
15. Antonio Brown all the way down at 16.
He's going to slip even more.
Joe Mixon, 17. We have Brett Musburger on Joe Mixon, just to add some color to the story. I thought you did a great job of getting through this.
Let me make something perfectly clear. What he did with that young lady was brutal. Uncalled for.
I've done worse.
He apologized. He was tearful.
She hit him first.
He got a second chance from Bob Stoops. I happen to pull for people with second chances, okay? Let me make it absolutely clear.
You're so forgiving.
I hope he has a wonderful career, and he teaches people with that brutal, violent video. Okay? Second down and 9.
I hope he teaches people.
Hey, listen, I want you to watch this brutal, violent video
so
you can see what not to do to somebody when they hit you first.
Don't see me knock her out. Don't do that.
What rounds out the top 20?
Oh, no one cares.
James Conner, Dalvin Cook,
right.
Mike Evans. Where's OJ's first pick?
I was going to say, Pat Mahomes, wouldn't you rather hear about the real teams, like who might win the AFC?
I kind of would,
Hey, Twitter world, Josh Gordon just got reinstated.
What?
New England is the favorites in the AFC again. A lot of people don't want to hear that. That's the way it is. Just saying. Take care.
Just saying.
And by the way,
I like Josh Gordon murdered the person with a waiter.
My neighbor Marcus has named his fantasy football team the Red Shovel Network and Shit.
Oh, cool.
That's the name of his
football. Hey, can we talk about his tweet the other day? I started laughing when I opened it. Is that okay to talk about it?
Which tweet?
Does he care?
Well, I mean, we can edit it. I opened up my Twitter yesterday, and it's some... woman on there. Let me find out the exact thing. What's his Twitter?
I got it right. It's right here. So, Jesus.
Are we talking about Righteous Rick?
No. Marcus. So I see this picture, right? And it just says, Texas Dawn, BBC thick, # bikini, # blonde, # sexy, # BBC woman, # where are the omens, Brandon? #
cougar,
blonde for black, slut. Latino whore, slut, Mexican woman, MILF cougar. And I'm like, why is this on my Twitter feed? I don't know who this is. And it's like, oh, because someone I followed commented on the picture. And it's Marcus. And
Marcus?
I don't know if she could take 14 inches up her butt.
Marcus said
that. I was in tears.
So I saw it and took a picture of it. I said, Marcus, what are you doing? And he said, I was just asking a question because
he's right.
She said that she's BBC thick, and I was wondering if she could take the BBC.
Upper ass, too.
Not the network, that is, of course.
I was like,
something almost as big.
I was like, just so you know, this stuff's public. He's like, I don't care. Marcus doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care at all. It wasn't really a question. It was more a statement. I don't know if she can take 14 inches up her butt.
I don't know. It sounds like a physics question.
Can she? Yeah, it's volume.
That's one way to look at it.
Oh, man. That's great.
I got some responses today about bands with two very good songwriters in
them. Yeah, I texted you on my way home because I thought of one.
Yeah, The Grateful Dead.
That's a good
one. Bob Weir, who wrote music with John Perry Barlow, wrote lyrics for him. And Jerry Garcia wrote music with Robert Hunter, writing lyrics for him. I was comparing Nirvana to the Beatles because Cobain and Grohl remind me a little bit of McCartney and Lennon McCartney. Don't start questioning me about that, because I was talking about it today and somebody's like, but they never wrote together. I'm like, and I didn't say it was perfect. I'm just saying they're both great songwriters, and it's too bad they didn't work together. I would think they could have been really maybe they could, maybe they couldn't. Maybe some people can't write together. But Eagles had Henley, Fry, Joe Walsh, and Timothy B. Schmidt and Don Felder wrote songs, too. Not many, but they did.
Oh, didn't someone say The Clash?
Yes, The Clash is a great one. Joe Strummer and Mick Jones. And Mick Jones had Audio Dynamite. Mm-hmm.
Big Audio Dynamite.
Big Audio Dynamite, who were way underrated, I felt.
Fast.
And Strummer wrote a lot of great Clash songs, and he wrote stuff afterwards. Joe Strummer, I love Joe Strummer. Well, I love both those guys, actually. I love The Clash. Alice in Chains, Jerry Curantel, Lane Staley.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Yep. That's a great one.
Stones and Aerosmith with Jagger Richards, Aerosmith with Perry and Tyler. CSNY, which is that's a great one. Fleetwood Mac's a great one. Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, and Dave Gilmour. And then you got The Band. Oh, Sid Barrett, too.
Yeah, Sid Barrett wrote a lot of their early
songs.
Yeah,
he did. He wrote some great early songs before he cooked himself.
And they left him on the side of the road.
Then you got The Band with Robbie Robertson, Levon Helm, Rick Danko, Garth Hudson, and I think they all wrote. There was Richard Manuel, too, Manuel. Jefferson Airplane had Marty Balin, Jack Cassidy, Grace Slick. I mean, they get there were some multiple writers in that band.
Yeah, it turned into a Jefferson Starship, so that's cool.
And Hot Tuna. Remember Hot Tuna?
Hot Tuna.
Beach Boys also had, Brian Wilson, best known. But Dennis Wilson had a couple albums that were critically acclaimed. And Mike Love wrote some. I mean, Brian Wilson was clearly the dominant writer in the band. But
yeah.
Anyway, there are a lot. There's not a ton. I mean, I was having trouble thinking of people recently, like even since the 80s, bands that have multiple writers. I was thinking of a lot. There's just a lot of bands that are dominated by one person. Motley Crue's really Nikki Sixx, right? I mean, yeah. I know Tommy wrote the Brandon song, which we all love.
Well, Chili Peppers are a collaboration between
Anthony
Kiedis and Flea, but also the guitarist, like Frusciante.
Revolving door of them.
Well, true.
Yeah, they have written.
That's tough. Tough.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I just thought of one. Fairly recently, 80s. Tommy Lee did stuff on his own. I like some of his stuff on his own. I just, we're talking about two good, strong songwriters. I don't know if I'd put Tommy Lee in that category.
The flying song?
Yeah, I don't know why. Every time I want to fly. Yeah. I like that song. Clark loved that song.
Methods of Mayhem.
Possibly the worst band ever.
Said I had that sucker lined up. It was perfect for the runway. The angle was right. Everything was great. The approach speed was great. Was sitting pretty. And then what the hell did I do?
I don't make Kevin happy.
I gotta get my
He's a terrible, like...
The video is so dumb, isn't it?
Person?
Just... Lead singer, he's
like, it's okay.
Where I can go get a seaplane rating, let me know. Been doing this before.
It's okay.
I throttled that sucker back, flared nice, and proceeded to lose it.
I don't know why, every time I want to fly, somebody always tries to hold me back.
That big jet feeling.
Isn't the song basically Tommy Lee complaining that he's married and he's got to like be nice, for Heather or something?
I don't know. Who's holding him down? I mean, did he ever not do whatever he wanted to do? Nobody ever stopped him from doing anything.
No. But he still complained about it.
He's the least held down person in history.
I know. What's he talking about? By the way, Heather Locklear, did she plead guilty to 8 misdemeanors or something?
She did. My God.
Yeah, she was in court. Finally, and I was thinking,
what a mess.
Who's getting in a lot of trouble on the male side? Because I was thinking, wait, she ought to be with so and so.
Matthew Perry?
No.
I want to say Johnny.
Depp.
Depp.
Be good with each other. They're both chaotic.
Somebody else who needs to stop partying. And I'm, God, why am I Andy? Drawing a blank?
Andy Dick.
Andy Dick. Well, there you go. I don't know.
I don't know.
But, I mean, that is just one of the most insidious. That girl was trouble-free the first 45 years of her life, and all of a sudden she can't keep it together for a week.
Sad.
It's really sad. I just can't believe they can't get her better.
Oh, maybe she doesn't want to get better.
Well, you know, yeah, she bears some responsibility, of course, a lot.
She, I think, had it her way for too long. And
maybe.
She can't.
Yeah, everything she did turned to gold. That's true.
Nobody can control her.
Tommy Lee.
Not as hot anymore.
That hurts.
She's a goofus.
Well, it seemed like Sambora was the one that broke her.
I was talking about that yesterday. This like, Pam Anderson. You know, I felt really bad for going, oh, Pam Anderson looks kind of rough on the Hills, which is like,
but that's
first
a commodity,
all,
right? Or
first
what?
Of all, it's the Hills. Yeah, no. When your whole life is based around being hot, how hard is that when all of a sudden you're not that hot? Because I'm expecting, I can't expect her to be, you know, the hottest girl alive at her age. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, she's pulled pretty hard. Got a lot of mileage.
Maybe the hottest girl at her age. Yeah. Or a woman at her age.
You have to be hot, but you also have to be smart, I think, because then you have something to like fall back on.
Oh, she's very wise. Just listen to her.
I know. She'll tell you how smart she is. Oh, boy. I know. It was really hard. She's one of those girls that so many guys lusted over her that she actually thought what she said mattered, which was not true. She really didn't say a lot of things.
Tommy listened to her.
I don't think he listened to
what? What are you talking about?
Maybe he did when he first wanted to get laid.
You don't think Julian Assange had some really good, deep conversations?
Oh, my God.
Goodbye, Hef.
How ridiculous is that?
Hefner had good
Goodbye, Hef, by the way. This is one of my my all-time favorite dumb social media posts. Goodbye, Hef.
He's already dead.
Her,
she can't hear
her tears are streaming down her face. Her makeup's all messed up because she's so upset about Hef. And, of course, it doesn't count until she posts it. Sits there for about 5 seconds and then says, Goodbye. And Hef is dead. I thought he was dead. So I don't know how he gets the post.
Well, it's for everybody else, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Show how
but
much
why
she
did
cares.
We all need a post of
we
her
didn't.
Going,
no one did.
Goodbye, Hef.
No one needed it.
You're
the full post
now.
Wanted
it to be iconic.
Oh, God. Well, it is. Was this the full post?
It's 30 seconds long.
First, look at her tits. They look great.
She's crying.
Where's the phone? Where's the camera?
Good question.
She needed to hire an editor.
Why?
Cut out the first
Why is
17
that
seconds.
30 seconds long. So we can watch her struggling to get the words goodbye, Hef.
She needed to compose herself.
How self-absorbed is that? I mean, that's got to be a 10 on the self-absorption scale, is it not?
Yep.
Get us out of here, Brandon.
Yeah.
Got it.
All righty. There's a new No Filter Sports. I think they're going to get Spencer Haywood later this week. I know Eli was talking about it.
I think they're shooting for that on Thursday, but it's not confirmed yet. But
still be a very cool
today
guest.
It was a great show, too.
If it happens. Yeah. Check out No Filter Sports. It's rocking. And boy, Charlie's show last week was smoking, too. He's like 56,000 downloads or something. And ML show is tearing it up this week.
Oh,
the network is flying.
Wow.
Yeah, it's about the Manoogian Mansion and the rumored
conspiracy
party,
which
is fun to talk about whether you believe it or not. Just from a standpoint of how that thing got so big.
Still amazed that people really believe it, that he covered up Strawberry's murder.
Yeah, I had a lot of thoughts on that. I just can't quite decide what I think went on there. Her death was very strange, but her boyfriend dealt drugs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so who knows. Somehow she ends up dead and he doesn't.
Yeah.
I still want to believe in the Carlita thing.
Oh, I know. The story's great.
The table
leg. You can't beat the story of the 2x4. Or she just, it sounds like she's ripped a leg off a table and just started hitting her over the head with it, which is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Do like us on Facebook. And our if you didn't catch Kirk Gibson, that one's getting a lot of views from last Monday. And it's still up there, of course, as are all our Facebook Lives. And we're getting a lot of ratings on iTunes, too, which are much appreciated. Until I see the shows that are ranked 100 spots ahead of us with like 330 reviews or 300 reviews, and we've got 4,400 or something. What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Damn it!
Awesome.
But we appreciate seeing all of our ratings nonetheless. And thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Dweller H.
Thank you.
long legs and burgundy lips. Girls, 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 dancing down on the Sunset Strip. Girls, 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 life-lasting friendships, wonderful people. Girls, 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 lots of names like Jen.
Thank you for calling Social Security Administration. This is Officer Alex. How can I help you today?
I got a message.
Sorry, can you speak loudly, sir?
I got a message from you. Is there something wrong? I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you verify me your first and last name?
My name is Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S.
C-E-N-N, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And your last name?
Menace. M-E-N-A-C-E.
N-E-N-A-C-E?
Correct. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Sir, there is some information, okay?
Okay.
There is some information that Social Security Administration would like to share with you, okay?
Okay.
That's why you're getting this call. We have got an order to suspend your social right away because we have found many suspicious activities done on your social. Did you receive any call from your local police department?
No.
Okay. Do you have any guest ID?
I have ID.
Can you verify me your last four digits of your social security number so I can verify your guest ID number?
Oh, okay. Last four digits.
Yes, sir.
Four.
So I can verify your guest ID. Four.
Four. Two.
Uh-huh.
Four.
Uh-huh.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Zero.
No, last four digits, okay?
Oh, last
four digit of your social security number, okay?
Yes, 4-2
yeah.
Uh-huh. 4
Uh-huh.
2-0
Uh-huh. 4-2-4-2-0, right?
Yes.
It is 5 digit. I say last four digit.
Oh, hold on. Let me find it.
4 digit, okay? 4 digit.
Okay, I have it here. 4-2 4-2-0
This is your social security number?
Yes, yes.
I'm asking you for last four digit, okay?
Oh.
Last four digit of your social security number.
Yeah, it's 4-2-4-2-0
No, it is 5 digit, right?
That's the last one.
Yeah, fuck you.